about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
All right, guys. It's a work day, and you guys work here, so let's go do some work.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Fantastic prize is a pair of tickets to the special screening of Together, the Hendrix Motorsports Story.
Yes, easy for you to say.
Not really. It's on October 7th at the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood, and a pair of tickets to the Pepsi 500 at the Auto Club Speedway on Sunday, October 11th.
You want some water or something?
I'm dying for water. I escaped. Dave, can you get me some water in my mouth?
You're eating a granola bar.
Right there.
There you go. There's a little water for you.
Tell me you're not serious.
I love Jesus, but I drink a little.
Do you know what they're putting in that damn vaccine? They tell you it's this, but it may be that.
I don't want to look like a clown. Don't want to look like a clown. No.
And now, all right, Americans, let's take it from the top.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. Come on.
Come on, that was smooth. You never would have known if you hadn't started laughing.
Right.
Let the man do his job.
That's what
if
I'm saying.
If he can make it by the time
That's
he needs
my
to
point.
Turn on his mic, we should say nothing at all.
Kevin doesn't even have time to set his stuff down. He has to hurl his stuff at the wall as he walks past to get to the microphone.
And by hurl, he means throw up. That's absolutely true.
That is hilarious. Hey, 1-800-520-1067. That's the telephone number. We have a couple of lines open if you want to get in on Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew for a Monday, the final day of Blovember. What's Psycho Mike doing here, Mike?
That's scary.
What the hell does he want? I have something to tell you, and Kevin especially is going to be super excited about this. Saturday night, I'm on the air here, and I get off pretty late, like 1 in the morning, and I'm driving home, and I do an end around to stop by my friends, and I'm coming through downtown Los Angeles back into Pasadena, and there's nobody on the streets because it's late, and I see a car in my rearview mirror coming, and as it gets closer, I realize it's going real fast.
Right.
Then it passes me going 125 miles an hour.
Right.
And I'm on a city street, and like I said, middle of nowhere.
Right.
Then, maybe 10 seconds later, 30 police cars fall.
Wow.
And I realize I just fell right into the middle of a high-speed chase.
Oh. Did you step on it?
Hells to the yeah.
That's my man.
So luckily, it ends like 2, maybe 3 miles down the road from where they first passed me. And they got the car surrounded in Monterey Park, like Alhambra area, like the corner of a gas station in an intersection. And they're doing a standoff. I'm like, I'll wait here all night. I ain't got nothing to
did
do.
Did you jump out of the car and act like a cop?
No, yeah. I didn't.
Get out of the car. Get on the floor.
But I feel like I'm remiss in my duties by not doing that. And I wait, and they're all just kind of surrounding the car. Gets out. It's a chick, and a young chick, and a relatively somewhat attractive chick.
All right.
No,
wow.
Kid.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
You know, when the story started, I thought it was going to be Kevin.
I know.
I got to admit.
What are you talking about?
Before the police cars hit, I thought it was you passing him by at 120.
Yeah. Like, I go that fast. Come on.
Yeah.
Very rare to have a chick leading a high-speed chase. I wonder what the story was there.
I didn't get any more details. I woke up the next morning, and it wasn't in the paper, but it was in the following night's, like, 10 o'clock news.
You so did the right thing, though.
Yeah.
Remember the time when Dave the King of Mexico came across a car chase and peeled off immediately? No, I needed to come to work.
Oh, I have things to do. I have to work on the podcast.
We opened him for a week.
I have to buy a new scarf.
Who was it that we knew, Kevin, that got in the high-speed chase and we saw them on the TV? We were following their car on the TV.
Oh, who was it?
Remember, there was somebody who we were watching.
I don't remember.
Dave, too.
Was it also Dave?
Don't you remember Dave calling us from a high, like being stuck in traffic?
Yeah,
right. And we said, stay on him. And Dave's like, no, I got to go and sleep at
Paramore
work.
Tickets on sale at 10.
I would chase them, but I do not have my fingerless gloves.
After you, I followed him all the way till I ran out of gas, and then I had to come to work. That's when I
do things change with time?
Yeah. Oh, do things change? Go back to the tape.
Story.
Go back to the tape.
Oh, man.
So the theory is.
And I was on TV. I was a little black car behind the first cop.
Yeah, he came on the screen capture.
Yeah.
That was me. I remember that.
The theory is, my duty, man.
You can go 100 following a high-speed chase because all the police officers are busy with the guy. They don't have time to worry about who else is going fast.
Who's going to pull you over?
Yeah, it was sweet.
Right.
They had the ghetto bird on top and everything. It was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good times.
Dave, I'm going to just go back to the tape. I don't believe Dave for a second.
I remember Dave, he did. He was calling into the show hour
right,
after
I
hour.
Know.
Giving us
not
the updates.
Hour after hour, like minute. 5 minutes after
no, you
5 minutes.
Didn't come in like the,
no,
the,
I came in. No, I came in a little later in the show. But
and by a little later, you mean like right now?
No, not at all. No, not at all. I remember you guys checked in with me in two breaks.
I
two
was
breaks,
very disappointed
then,
in you. That's
then,
all I remember.
On the third break, I was the one going, yeah, I'm totally behind him. And I was in the hallway. That's
right. That's, yeah. And he was in the hallway. The third
that
break,
was the third break,
which was like 15 minutes after it started.
But I followed, and that by the way, that chase was early. That was way early
right.
in the morning. So it was a good 40 minutes where I was following him.
Oh, if I had a yeah. if I had a Sebring, I could have caught him and taken him to jail.
I could have taken him out myself. Well, Mike did the right thing. If Dave's memory serves, so me, but
no, he did.
Find that highly suspect.
I got on TV. What?
That's true.
Not on TV.
What's up?
That is true. He wins. All right. Let's get started with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
All right, let's see. How about a copy of Death Warrior?
Yeah.
Presented by Tap Out on DVD. You can go to the locals only page of our website, krock.com, and enter the ultimate band search and have your band featured in an upcoming MMA DVD and more. All the details right there. We got to start with Jose. He's calling on line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show today, 1-800-520-1067, with one of the two very bizarre stories that happened over the weekend. Hey, Jose, what'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew? Morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Wait till Friday, Kelly. Yeah, I want to talk about the Tiger Woods story, how bizarre that is. Where was he going at 2 in the morning?
Catch people up on the Tiger Woods story who may not have followed it all weekend, because that was really weird.
Yeah, well, I think the answer to your question, Jose, where he was going, I think, and I don't know if it'll come out this way when he finally agrees to talk to the police, is he was going anywhere his wife wasn't. That's what it sounds
that's
like.
What
he
I'm
didn't,
thinking.
Didn't have a destination in mind as much as he was trying to get away from that crazy bitch.
Right. He crashed in his own side street. He crashed in his own side street. And then she already has a golf club ready to go. And
yeah.
It's just weird. They didn't do a breath. Well, I don't know if he was drinking or not, but I mean, they didn't do a breathalyzer.
On him?
To the cops. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, any one of us, we crash our own side street, they're going to check us. You know
well, that's
I mean?
True. But any one of us are not Tiger Woods either. I mean,
yeah.
It is weird. The police said, I guess, that they did not believe alcohol was involved. The investigation is still ongoing. But you're right. They didn't do a breathalyzer. But he was apparently pretty out of it because of some pain medication that he was on. I mean, when the neighbor called 911, the neighbor said he was, laying on the ground and not moving as if he were unconscious. So he was in pretty bad shape.
Wow.
At some point, but for whatever reason, they were able to determine, or maybe they gave him the Tiger Woods benefit of the doubt, that there wasn't alcohol involved.
Right, and then there's the thing that he's dating some hostess for some nightclub in New York, and there's so many things going around.
Has it come out what club she grabbed yet? I mean, was it a chipper? Was it a putter? Was it a driver? Because it makes a big difference.
That I don't think we know yet. And nobody, of course, can see the damage to Tiger's face because he's, staying at home. He won't come out for the interview or anything like that. There's nothing but cameras trained on his house.
Well, and he's supposed to go to a tournament on Thursday, and his manager says he doesn't
If you told
know.
Us this past Friday that a major celebrity was all this was going to happen to him, would Tiger Woods ever even make the top 100?
Very private guy, doesn't do that kind of stuff at all.
By the way, the tournament he's supposed to be at this week is his tournament. It's the Tiger Woods Invitational.
Wow.
So it's tough for him to drop out.
Wow, if he misses that, that's saying something.
By the way, the girlfriend, the alleged girlfriend, the one that his wife apparently got so upset about the rumors that he had been dating, has already hired Gloria Allred to be her attorney. So that tells you everything you need to know about her.
What does she need an attorney for?
I don't know. I don't know.
Unlike most alleged mistresses, she's denying that she's had any sexual relations with Tiger Woods, which is a good thing for him, because usually it doesn't happen that way.
But still, why does she
need
a lawyer?
Why does she need an attorney, then?
Maybe to negotiate whatever she wants to be paid for an interview?
She probably didn't want an attorney. It's just Gloria Allred said there's going to be cameras, so I need to represent you. And she said,
she forced her way in.
All right. I mean, I guess.
Thank you for the call, Jose. By the way, the only celebrity surprise to me, even more than Tiger Woods getting involved in trouble with the police because he's so squeaky clean, is seeing Prince at the Vikings game yesterday. Now, I know that he lives in Minneapolis and all that, but of all the celebrities in the world you don't expect to see at a football game, isn't Prince near the top of that list?
Yeah.
What the hell is he doing?
Although he has gone to NBA games.
Oh, he has.
A decent amount.
All right.
Yeah, football, you certainly wouldn't. I mean, you wouldn't think for a second he would do that.
Right. All right, let's try Andrew. He's on line two. Speaking of football, he's got a call about that from the weekend. Andrew, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
I was at the Coliseum this weekend for the big game, UCLA-SC, and it was a great time. It was, the atmosphere was awesome. Tailgating at 6 in the morning, even though it was a 7 o'clock game.
You must be a USC fan.
Negative, sir.
Okay.
It would be UCLA. I was disappointed. I had to say our team lost, but it was an awesome game.
Did you think it was an awesome game? No. I thought it was a basically pretty boring game.
Okay, maybe because I had a couple.
Well,
Andrew, let's clarify.
And you're there.
Let's clarify. You're there, but really, you were drinking hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they could have not played. They could have not played, and you wouldn't have known.
That wasn't that bad. But, you know, just the tailgating with the friends and family was awesome. I was hoping that UCLA, coming off that three-game win streak, would have done a lot better than they did. But, you know, unfortunately, USC took it.
Were you one of the people that were trying to cause the brawl at the end of the game? Were you involved in that in any way?
I wanted to rush the field at that point, but my better judgment told me
otherwise. Wow, well, you're not a good fan. You're not a good fan. UCLA demanded that of you, and you said no.
That's true.
All right.
I had my girlfriend with me. I didn't take care of her.
You fail.
I'd be the nice guy. If I was with my boys, it'd be different.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Okay, I want to know if I'm the only one that this happens to. It's kind of random.
Every time
I go to get fast food and I get my drink and I'm super thirsty, I go to the drinking fountain thing and there's somebody standing right in the middle. And they look at every single soda, and it takes them like an hour to decide.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like it's in a different language, and they can't figure out what's what, and they have to.
Because... And then they test a little bit of the Sprite, like they've never tasted Sprite before. Then they dump it out, get some more.
Yeah,
I know you've had that before. You
well, that is sort of odd because most of us know what we want by the time we get up to that soda machine.
Right, that's true.
You've done it enough times where you go, okay, I like Diet Coke or whatever. I like Dr. Pepper. Some of them have. I mix them. But it doesn't take me long to mix them because I know that's what I'm going to do.
But there's so many variables because different restaurants have, like, maybe one of them has, like, Pepsi products.
Right.
One has Coke products. You go up there. What if they have Mr. Pibb?
But
they
how throw, long?
Like, oh, man, dude.
How long can that baffle you, though, really?
I hear you.
I mean, really, that's just you go, all right, I'll get this.
But right in the middle. It's kind of like, it seems like kind of like a little power trip thing. I don't know.
Yeah. So somebody's behind me, so I'm going to make them wait.
Yeah, and then they always turn around and say, oh, sorry, like they didn't know you were there.
Yeah,
you know what
sure.
I mean?
Yeah, they're messing with you.
Well, I pray that's the biggest problem you encounter in life, my friend.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Thank you for the call. Wow. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
Always love Thanksgiving disasters.
Ah,
sure.
Yes. So
one of our favorite. Speaking of Tiger Woods, Thanksgiving is just one of those holidays. It's all about family, and most of the time, you know, there are family members that people don't get along with.
Right.
And then they start drinking, and then you expect a lot, and then you have some time off, so you spend a lot of time. Things go south pretty quickly, and that's good times.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Yeah.
Find out the latest on Tiger Woods, find out what's going on there. We have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, night number 2.
Yay!
We have Jason Schwartzman in the studio.
There it is.
Yay!
And we have an iPhone app that will help you get across the Mexican border safely. Safely and
Thank
happy.
Thank God, it's time.
It's about time one of those came out.
Look, if you're living in Mexico and you can afford an iPhone, okay, then you probably don't need to come to America.
Well, that's a good point. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But and also, we have a few Miss Double Decembers coming into
there
the studio
it
today.
Boobies!
I wondered why Lightning was here.
We have Brianna, we have Danielle, and we have Teresa. Yeah, Lightning is never here anymore, especially at this time of the morning. Even if a band's here, he's not here. So we have three Miss Double D contestants in the studio today to tell us about why they want to be Miss Double D.
And I'll tell you something I've learned in past years with lots of experience here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Nothing makes good radio like Miss Double December pageant contestants.
And I'll tell you something I've learned. Don't care. That's what I'm saying. All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:52.
Tell him. Maybe he's the one who needs it.
How dare you?
That's all I'm saying.
What's Ralph yelling at? What's
right
going on
here? Maybe it's him.
I'm right on.
Maybe he's the one.
I was right there.
You should be with him, maybe. That's what I'm saying.
The beautiful Brianna, Miss Double December 2010 contestant, is going to be joining us in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph Garman joins us for our first look at the showbiz beat for a new week. What's going on, Ralph?
People love talking dogs. That's what we've learned from New Moon, the Twilight movie. Can't stop making money. People love to watch that talking dog.
You think it's a talking dog issue?
And his friends rescue Christmas and fly Santa's reindeer. Apparently that's the theme of the film.
I don't think that's it.
$42.5 million. New movie this weekend. Making it the number one movie at the box office yet once again.
I heard that around the world now it's made $475 million since it opened, you guys.
Not enough.
Wow.
Callie, did you make it this weekend? I know you're a big twitard.
I did. I actually did go. It was really good. I enjoyed it very much. But you know what was even better? Pirate Radio.
Yeah, did you like that?
What a great movie.
I know. It's a shame more people aren't checking that out. I love
really
that movie.
Is. I did too.
Enormously entertaining. What a great cast in that film.
Just awesome.
Speaking of good movies, Ninja Assassin.
Did you check that out this weekend? Really?
Kidding? Awesome.
You kidding or you just see it?
No, I saw it.
Yeah. I bet it's good. It looks like
you really
for what
it is. Very, lot
it looks
of blood.
Like it's great. Well, that's what you want in that. In a movie called Ninja Assassin, don't you sort of need a lot of blood?
Yes.
And a lot of ninja-ing?
And they provided all of that.
That's spectacular. That's great. The Blind Side was number two at the box office. Surprisingly made over $40 million this weekend. The Sandra Bullock football movie.
This weekend?
Wow. Yeah. 2012 was third. Old Dogs, in its debut, made just a hair over $16
million.
A hair. Yeah.
They're old dogs.
They're old dogs.
Lisa.
Wow.
They are.
Callie.
I'm pointing out Ralph's comedy.
That was not Ralph's comedy.
You said it.
Not only is that not Ralph's comedy, but put it in the file.
He smelled it, dealt it, lady. Disney, A Christmas Carol was fifth. Ninja Assassin, Kevin's favorite new movie of all time.
Not of all time.
Sixth on the list. Well, it made room. Had to make the list someplace,
top
right?
10.
Yeah, push something out. There goes Ghostbusters again. Planet 51 was seventh. Precious, based on a novel, pushed by Sapphire, was eighth. The Fantastic Mr. Fox, one of the stars of that movie we have coming in today.
Jason Schwartzman.
Right. Jason Schwartzman, also the star of Love You to Death, Bored to Death.
Bored to Death, right?
Yeah, love that show. Don't know the name of it, but love it. Never miss it. And The Men Who Stare at Goats, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Boy, if it's ever been time, it's now time to hassle the Hoff.
It's time to hassle the Hoff.
Hoff.
Let's hassle the whole family, shall we?
Oh, wow, what happened?
Oh, what a big weekend for the Hoffs.
Oh, boy.
When you talk about your disastrous Thanksgiving weekends,
right.
I hope Dave and Pamela Bach call in.
Uh-oh.
David Hasselhoff was rushed once again to the hospital allegedly for alcohol poisoning Friday at 11:51 a.m.
That's just before. Hi, this is David Hasselhoff, and I don't drink or take drugs.
That's just before noon, people, at 11:51. That's when the paramedics were called to rescue him from his alcohol-induced...
And you don't wake up and start drinking at 10. You drink all night.
That's what I'm guessing.
In that particular case, probably, you just...
Or maybe you wake up and start drinking.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
But they showed up, administered medical aid, and transported Dave to a Cedars-Sinai Medical Center on Friday. And reportedly, when he got there, he was such a mess, they slapped him with a 5150.
Which
is not just the greatest Van Halen album ever, but is also code for danger to himself or others. And according to RadarOnline.com, they put him on a 72-hour psychiatric evaluation watch, so he is not allowed to leave Cedars-Sinai until they realize he's not a threat to himself or others.
Jeff, can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there? Because
probably not tonight.
Neither. You're not allowed to
Doctors
leave.
Won't let you. But at least his ex-wife, Pamela Bach, was popped on a DUI charge this weekend.
Wow.
She was arrested Saturday night on the 101 freeway here in Southern California near Laurel Canyon Boulevard. and she was taken to custody in the Van Nuys jail and released on her ORs, they say, her own recognizance. She will have to deal with this in court. She was arrested on a felony DUI last March, by the way.
Wow.
So maybe cocktails play a big role in their relationship.
Yeah, and do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available, do you know?
You don't need a hotel right now.
Maybe room at Twin Towers.
Who's looking after all their kids, Ralph? That's what I want to know.
Whatever with the kids. Bean, first of all, not being a parent, you don't know that you just have to leave some food and clean water out.
No, that's and you, that's you know, dogs.
Put down some paper. Right?
No, that's and
you
cats and
crack
dogs.
The window or something.
No, that's just cats and dogs. That's not kids.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about that either. But I don't know who's taking care of those kids.
Well, I hope they got an open bar at home.
I believe it was the daughter once again who called paramedics to show up and help dad out on Friday.
Oh, that's great.
His teenage daughter was the one who made the call. So.
The Hoff loves to rock.
Yes, you do. Maybe a little too much. You see the footage of him coming off a plane from Canada last week on Wednesday?
No.
Oh, it was pretty spectacular.
Really?
Yeah. And his driver's trying to, like, block the lens. It's like, no, it's good. It's all good. It's all good. That's what
I'm
they
fine.
Want. That's what they want you to do. It's all good. Give me another granola bar.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
Huh? I'll be fine.
Just like working with Kevin, that on audio. And Megan Fox may be the best girlfriend ever.
You got it!
Maybe.
Not only is she just all Megan Foxy, but she just bought her boyfriend, Brian Austin Green, a little present.
Bag.
Apparently, he was the recipient of a vintage 1966 Mustang Fastback.
Oh. Wow.
That's what she got him.
Wow.
Hi, honey. Here's a little something for you. Threw him the keys to a 1966 pony.
How about that?
She's the best! She also made sure he knew it wasn't an early Christmas gift. It was just a gift for being him. So it doesn't count towards the Christmas boodle.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So, Psycho Mike, had you stepped up your game that day, you ran into Megan Fox, right. You could be driving the new Mustang instead of Brian Austin Green.
Yeah, yeah. If I talked to her, we would be dating and she would have bought me a Mustang.
That's what we're saying.
Certainly there would have been a 1% chance, as it is.
If you don't talk to her, there's no chance of getting a Mustang. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Kelly Cuoco.
Oh!
From the Big Bang Theory. She is so hot on that show.
Is she? All right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't watch that one.
Right. You don't watch the Big Bang Theory?
I don't. I hate CBS. You know that.
It's a very entertaining show. Look, it's the only show on CBS for people under 80.
I can't watch any shows on CBS except for 60 Minutes.
60
That's
minutes.
It.
Yep, there it is.
That's the only one.
Sure, the titillating 60 Minutes. How can you turn that away?
Yeah. It's always good. 42 seasons on. It's still good.
Alicia Cuthbert.
Oh, come on.
I'm 24. Is 27 years old today. Have you seen the previews for the upcoming season?
No, I haven't for 24.
They've been showing it all weekend. During football, they were showing the 24 upcoming season.
Love that show.
And Alicia apparently has a huge role in the upcoming
really?
Season.
Really? Fantastic.
She returns as...
She got away from the mountain lion?
She returns as Kiefer's... I think that was some time ago she was doing it. The
I thought she was still out there in the woods. Yeah, I haven't been following 24.
A few seasons ago, she's back. She's good.
Ralph, tell me you saw the American Idol previews for January. Kevin, did you see some of those too? Are you in this year? Are you finally going to get on board with the Great American Idol?
Yeah. Very exciting, Kevin.
Is there alcohol involved? Because that's karaoke.
There can be. That's up to you.
Yeah.
No. Did they, what were they showing? Were they showing the bad ones?
No, they were just showing the auditions, you know, talking about how everyone starts somewhere and they all show up with nothing but a dream. And I mean, it's just very emotional and very exciting to know that we're going to have a new American Idol next year.
I'm going
to
be somebody. One girl says, and I said, nope.
Nope.
No, you're not.
Sorry. Never that person.
You're not going to be somebody. Speaking of American Idol, Clay Aiken celebrates his 31st birthday today. Yeah. Speaking of, Sandra, celebrates her 39th birthday. That is not fair to Chewbacca, by the way.
What about the dogs? No respect for the dogs?
Ben Stiller turns 44 years old today. Singer Billy Idol is 54. Ridley Scott, legendary director and producer, is 72 years old. And speaking of legendary producers, Dick Clark. I've always said, Dick Clark before he dicks you. TV personality, producer, has given us so many hours of fine, fine entertainment, but none more than his New Year's Eve special.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
He saved the best for last, in my opinion.
They came to party, and they weren't disappointed.
Oh, I know I wasn't. He's 80 years old today, and he's doing great. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This Friday morning, the Kevin and Bean Show is going to be live in a place called Fullerton, California, in Orange County. We broadcast every year as we crown, in this case, Miss Double December 2010. We're about to meet the first of our finalists here this morning.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Woody!
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Hello, those are my breasts.
Yes, Brianna. Yeah. Brianna, everybody.
Contestant Brianna.
Hi.
Brianna. Thank you for bringing those in. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing fine.
18.
What? She's good.
Wow, nice. That is her talent.
We'll get to that in just a second. I just wanted to see before she was prepped.
Before she was
she
ready.
She still has the gift.
That's good. I like it. You can follow along. You can play the Kevin and Bean home game by going to kevinandbean.com or krock.com, and you can check out and see all the ladies we'll be featuring on the radio this week and read their interview questions and then listen on the air and find out more about where they're coming from. Brianna, how did you decide that this was the year you were going to try to be Miss Double December?
Well, it's actually really out of character for me. I'm normally pretty reserved, kind of a dork, college graduate, and I went to UCLA, by the way.
Do you,
Go Bruins.
You spent a lot of time hiding those.
Let's be honest. I did. And I've just...
That's kind of selfish. That's sort of selfish. Like, I don't have anything like that, but if I did, I would share it with the world.
I know. So I've just been working hard, and then recent events in the last month kind of made me realize that I need to do something totally different and courageous and...
Recent events in the past month.
Hmm.
Well, that's got to be curiosity.
She broke up with a man and she wants him to regret it by seeing her as Miss Double December. That's what that means.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Oh, sort of.
It's
okay.
Close, yeah.
All right.
So speaking of hiding them, so are they real?
No.
Yeah.
They're real. Okay. They're real good. Okay.
They're real good. Right.
They're really natural looking. So thank you.
Yes, they certainly are. So even though you are conservative and kind of a dork, at some point you still said, "I got to get me some Hooters."
I did. I mean, I was called the president of the IBTC throughout high school.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I understand.
It's for itty bitty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. Well, you made the right choice. There's no question about that. So you're just trying to shake it up a little bit, break out of the doldrums, and do something different. And that's why you decided to apply for Miss Double D.
Exactly.
Does it make you nervous that lightning with the camera is 1 inch from you?
A little bit. It makes me nervous.
Yeah. Lightning knows how to make people comfortable.
He's so invasive of your space.
Yeah. Right. At least he's chewing gum like a porn producer while he's doing it.
Yeah. Let me see him. Come on. Hey, baby. Come out, man.
Yeah.
How's it going?
He's going to poke her in the eye with that
no
thing.
No one has ever been sleazier than Lightning.
That's true. And by the way, with cameras these days, he could be shooting this from Phoenix right now and it would look fine, okay? Yeah. But he has to be up her nostrils for some reason. Let's take a look at your entry form. So you're the executive director of a skincare makeup company.
Yes.
21!
You.
Oh, she's good.
Which sounds like a real job.
It is. Celebrity. Is your specialty facials?
There it is.
Oh,
there it
I gotta
is.
Go.
Whoa, what?
Why does it have to be dirty, Kevin? We're trying to have a nice conversation.
Skin care. What are you talking about?
Have another granola bar.
Oh, Kevin.
Celebrity you'd like to be stranded on a desert island with. Who's that?
John Hamm.
Me too. Oh.
You and Ralph both.
Me too.
Ralph would make that same choice.
I will beat you to death to get to him first.
That's the dude from Mad Men, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ralph, you could bum a smoke off of him.
You can't say Don Draper without rape. Don't forget that.
That's very true.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but all right.
I don't even know what that means.
Tell us the title of your autobiography when it is written, Brianna.
I believe it is Behind This Monotone Voice.
And why would that be the title of your autobiography?
I'm actually trying to fluctuate my tone a little more.
No, you're
today.
Doing fine.
Okay. I'm just everyone, my sisters, my friends, all tell me I tend to speak in a monotone voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've got those boobs, so it just doesn't matter.
You can be a robot if you've got those. It's fine.
Okay. That is the great equalizer.
Yeah. One of our favorite questions that all the ladies answer every year when they are in the running for Miss Double December is, if you were a stripper, which song would you most like to dance to or come out onto the stage to? And we've run the gamut with crazy songs. I must say, yours is the first person who has ever picked
Beethoven, ladies and gentlemen, to come out on stage with.
I love Beethoven.
Oh,
so much.
Don't we all? And nothing sexier, by the way.
So this music would start playing, and then you would step out on stage.
That's Beethoven's Moonlight
Sonata. That's the goat whore sonata.
No, I don't. That's a different
very
sonata.
Different? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's the actual.
Oh, yeah.
You know how to drive the boys into a frenzy, Brianna.
Mm-hmm.
Shake it.
There goes one glove. And then the other glove.
Could be the slowest striptease ever.
And she takes off her large Marie Antoinette beehive wig. Then we go out for dinner and come back. Take off that large hoop skirt she's been wearing.
I didn't know how to really answer that question, though, because
have you ever been to a strip club?
I'm not a dancer by any means. I mean, my rhythm is like Elaine from Seinfeld. Yeah.
People in a coma could dance to the Moonlight Sonata.
All right, let me ask you this question. Do you know what stripping is?
Yes.
Okay.
You know it involves something sexual.
Yes.
Do you think the Moonlight Sonata is a sexy song?
I do. I love it. It gives me chills.
Yeah. All right. You've got those. That's all that matters.
Superpower and invisible cloak of protection. Oh. Now, what are you afraid of?
Yeah, this scares me because you want to be...
Okay.
You want to have an invisible cloak of protection so you won't be afraid to leave your house.
It's not that I don't leave the house. It's just I am...
You'd rather
probably,
not?
I'm probably the most cautious person you would ever meet in your life.
Maybe you're not aware of what this pageant is that we put on every year, Brianna. It involves hot girls with large breasts showing them off to a large crowd of people.
But that's okay. We have Marines there. She'll be perfectly safe.
But this seems like an odd competition for Brianna to enter into.
Right now, I am. I'm trying to get out of myself.
Q!
17.
Look, how does... All right, that brings us to her talent. Her talent is singing and or demonstrating her unique yet pointless talent of being able to tell you on the spot what number every letter is in the English alphabet and vice versa. So if we say 23, she says...
W.
Oh, my God.
See, we've been screaming out numbers all morning, and she's been spot on.
Yeah. All right, what's the story behind this one, Brianna?
It's kind of complicated. I just think...
You're a former spy for the Soviet
people.
Union?
How complicated could it be?
No,
you memorized what number each letter is.
No, my mind just works a little differently than most people. So if I were to see Lisa, you know, and where most people would be like, her name starts with an L.
Right.
I'd be like, 12.
You see,
I
really?
Just,
so
yeah.
It's not conscious. You didn't consciously do this.
No,
this
I
how
started.
It works.
Hey, 12, 9, 19, 1. How are you?
I started thinking this way. You know,
after the accident?
Yeah. In junior high. I don't know why. It could be kind of distantly related to also OCD things.
Were you in a movie with Dustin Hoffman at some point and somebody dropped toothpicks on the floor?
Yeah. Definitely need boob implants. Yeah. Definitely need bigger boobs. Yeah.
Do you have any other talents along that kind of...
Uh-oh. Moonlight Sonata.
Yeah.
Kind of
turns me on. Yeah.
Do you have any other talents like that?
Well, for fun, my family likes to kind of throw out some numbers and then I'll put those numbers in order and it'll spell out a word, or sometimes I'll do
little
math problems.
Little code for the family.
Yeah, we get really crazy.
Wow, that sounds crazy.
Like a windwalker. Is Brianna also your Al Qaeda name, or do you use something different for them?
No.
Give us the numbers for Thanksgiving. Go.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. T is 20, H is 8, A is 1, N is 14, K is 11, S is 19, G is 7, I 9, V-22, I-9, N-14, G-7.
Bingo!
Come on. There you go. Well, I think I don't have to tell you guys, I'm very deeply in love right now. There's no question about that.
Right. I think even better as a win. We have to hire her or keep her around or something.
Right.
She's just too nutty to let go.
Just to have someone for Bean to talk to.
Miss Double December contestant number one is Brianna. You can see her picture at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. And the voting is that, when is the voting open to? All the way through the crowning Friday? You can continue to vote, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Up until we finally make the announcement, yeah.
All right, and this Friday you can come on down and see and meet Brianna in person. We're going to be in Fullerton at the Slide Bar, and that'll be live starting at 5 o'clock in the morning for the pageant that day. And, oh, it's a great show. And Ralph wears a tux, and we all have a great time. And Brianna, this time next week, you could be Miss Double December 2010. Yay. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Let me tell you about our friend Harvey Levin and TMZ.com. All weekend long, every single update on the Tiger Woods story had to credit TMZ. They were out in front on every single aspect of the story since it broke early Friday morning, and Harvey himself joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. How are you, Mr. Levin? Happy Thanksgiving weekend to you.
Hello, Harvey. It's a busy day.
Harvey Levin on the phone, Kevin and Bean Show.
Someone there.
I did hear him talking just a second ago.
Hello? Harvey will be right there.
Thank
guys.
You.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the update. Appreciate that.
What, is he busy? You know? You know what I mean?
So, Kevin, would you marry a hot Swedish supermodel if you knew one day she was going to hit you in the face with a golf club?
No.
Would it be worth it?
Nope.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Harvey.
Harvey, how are you, man?
Wait a minute. Worth it meaning this is not going to be worth the wait?
No. He asked me if I would marry a hot supermodel if I knew one day she was going to hit me in the face with a golf club, and I said no.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good question.
Very different.
Talking about Mrs. Woods. Harvey, I was giving you mad props right before you came on the line about how you guys once again led with this story, as you do with so many others. Every quote-unquote mainstream news outlet that referenced the Tiger Woods story had to credit TMZ as being first with the photos and first with the details. You guys were really on top of it this weekend. Great job. What do you know this morning?
Well, we know a lot. The Florida Highway Patrol just doesn't believe them. I mean, period. And they are now looking at getting a search warrant to get medical records from the hospital that treated Tiger Woods. I mean, they, frankly, and I want to be more specific, but this smells like domestic abuse to them. And if it looks like she scratched him up, they're going to arrest her. And that seems to be what's going on here, that, you know, look, Tiger Woods could easily just make this all go away by opening the door. They look at him. They say, oh, God, you must have hit your head, you know, in the car. But here's the reality. We know there was no blood in the steering wheel, that his wife changed her story, that the first story she told the Windermere cops was that she heard a sound, she came out, she saw what happened, didn't have her keys, went back in, got a golf club to open up the car. Then she changed her story with the Florida Highway Patrol and told them that she was actually driving in a golf cart looking for him when she came upon the scene, and that's how she had a golf club.
Right.
So, you know, she's changing her story. He's refusing to see the cops. And will not see the cops. So they now want to get the medical records because they think they could prove indirectly what Tiger is not letting them prove directly.
Now, this is really interesting because when I heard that the Florida Highway Patrol was doing this investigation, I just assumed it was over the accident itself, over Tiger running into the fire hydrant and running into the tree. It sounds to me like that's the least of their concerns. They want to know what happened before that, as you said, because they're heading down a domestic abuse path.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, this... You know, every story, you know, takes twists and turns like this. Initially, it did seem like a car accident. In fact, the Windermere police did somersaults to make this look like a car accident. They put a press release out. And the odd thing about Windermere is they don't even have jurisdiction in this case. So here they injected themselves. They put a press release out making it look like a car accident. That's and then all of a sudden the Florida Highway Patrol takes over, and they're saying something smells here. And now, you know, they know that there was no blood on the steering wheel. That's thing number one that makes it suspicious. The wife changing her story is a big deal to them.
Right.
There are other things, too. You know, we know that he talked to a friend and told a friend that she went ballistic, actually scratched him up, that he tried getting out of there. She attacked the car with a golf club. He got distracted and thought the car was stopped and rolled into the fire hydrant. And at that point, you know, he was unconscious. And he had told the friend that he was taking prescription pain meds.
Right.
We know there was no alcohol at the scene. I can tell you that... law enforcement is confident there was no alcohol involved, but there could have been pain meds involved.
Right.
And that's one of the things the search warrant's going to tell. If the hospital did something, you know, by, you know, checking his blood or whatever.
Interesting. Now, the reason that Mrs. Woods was upset, as we are led to believe, is that there were Inquirer and other rumors that he's having an affair with this woman, who I guess is a little bit of a party girl. She is coming out and vehemently denying that she had any kind of relationship like that with Tiger, right, Harvey?
Well, we talked to her. We talked to her on, I believe, Saturday night, Friday night or Saturday night. It's all blurring with me now.
Yeah.
But we talked to her, and she said it's BS, and that she had met him, but it was not true. The next morning, I called her. By the time I called her, she said, you know, I've hired Gloria Allred now.
Yeah.
And she told me not to talk, and I said, can I ask, when did you hire Gloria Allred? She said, like at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. How do you reach Gloria Allred?
Well, that's what I asked. And she said, well, I just called the service, and all of a sudden, I got a call back.
Yeah.
And Gloria called me back and told me not to talk to anybody.
Gloria Allred knows instinctively if there are going to be cameras involved in a case, so she makes herself available at that point.
Well,
that's what I know.
She met her at the airport.
That's science.
I don't know if you saw that.
No, what?
Gloria met her at the airport and then hugged her. So we have that up on the site.
Yeah.
The great Harvey Levin from TMZ.com and TMZ Television that we're talking to about the Tiger Woods story. And I know you have to go in like 2 minutes or less here, Harvey, for your meeting. But I have to ask while we have you on the phone, the other big story of the weekend was the party couple that's really, really hooked on reality TV and they want to be one of the Real Housewives of D.C. They crashed the White House party, the reception for the India Prime Minister or something the other night. They showed up and somehow were able to talk their way in, even though they were not on the guest list. Got their picture taken with the vice president, pictures taken with
President
Obama. Right. And, you know, obviously this is a real concern for the Secret Service. But my question to you is, as an attorney, what could you charge them with anything, or did they not break any laws? Is it just embarrassing for the Secret Service, but there's nothing really you can do to them?
Well, I mean, they're making sounds like there might be criminal trespass charges involved. But, you know, that kind of begs the question. I mean, what I find really kind of disturbing about this and scary is that the first reaction from the Secret Service was, well, we had completely checked them, so there were no weapons, there was no, you know, and I thought to myself, that's a bad answer. It's like, you know, first of all, you know, do you really want somebody with their hands next to the President of the United States? What if there's an object in the room? I mean, you know, just to say we checked them for weapons, that doesn't necessarily mean the President's safe standing next to people who don't belong in the White House.
Yeah, all they did was go through a metal detector and probably a pat down to get into the thing, but you're absolutely right. You don't know anything about their intent because you haven't done the background check that you've done on every other party guest, and all it would take is a crazy guy to go in there and you could stab the president with a steak knife if you were of a mind to.
What if there's like a poisonous powder or something like that that isn't detected? It's like, to me, the weird thing about it was, rather than just saying, oh my God, this was a massive screw up,
right,
it's, you know, to say, oh, the president was protected. Well, no, he wasn't necessarily protected. It was lucky he was protected, but it was, you know, it was a pretty scary scenario.
And this reminds me so much of the Balloon Boy story last month, which is
totally.
You know, somebody trying to get attention so they can get a television show, but being so successful at it, pulling off something that's so big that it's probably going to scare anyone away from wanting to put them on television. I don't think a reality TV show is going to want to deal with these people after they've done this. Do you?
I don't know. See, Balloon Boy, that was, you know, he committed a crime, clearly, number one. Number two, arguably put his kid at risk.
Right.
Here, you know, what's interesting is they actually did interviews before this talking about going to the White House. And I don't know that they're being painted as villainously, if that's a word,
right.
As Balloon Dad. So, you know, there's a story out saying that Bravo's interested in them. I'm not so sure that this would kill their chances of getting a show. I mean, the way this crazy world is working right now. I think part of it is it's horrifying, and part of it is people are secretly saying, wow, look at what they did.
Right, but then you got, how do you top that? I mean, where do you go from there?
It's like, you know, during Easter, keep the Pope away from
you. Yeah, really. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's a crazy world, and thank goodness Harvey Levin is there with TMZ.com, and check your local listings for TMZ Television all across this great land of ours. Harvey, we know you got another very busy day ahead of you, but we appreciate you coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, thanks a lot, all right?
Guys. Thank you. Bye now. There is there's an iPhone app for everything.
Pretty much.
Over 100,000 apps available in the at iTunes now. Over 100,000, all of which do stuff.
This particular one is not just for the iPhone. This particular one apparently will run on any phone, including the cheapest phones available.
All right.
It's put out by a group called the Electronic Civil Disobedience.
Ooh, sounds interesting.
And it's called the Transborder Immigrant Tool. And what it is you put it on your phone, and then it uses GPS, and it leads you to places where groups like the Border Angels leave water.
No kidding.
It leads you to where Quaker Help Centers will wrap your feet.
It tells you how far you are from the freeway.
Oh, my.
It helps you get across the Mexican-American border safely.
Wow.
That sounds like an extremely useful app.
Right?
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Sure does.
I mean, there a lot of the problems have to deal with no water, you know, wandering around lost.
I mean, people dying.
Right.
On the way.
So this particular group said, we've got an app for that.
Hey, and by the way, a guy like me who is directionally challenged, I wouldn't even be sure every day that I was going north. At least if you've got a GPS built into your phone, you know you're heading in the right direction toward the U.S.
Right.
border. So
it's like a compass.
We read about this in Vice magazine, and we asked producer Alex to line up the creator of the Get Across the Border into the United States app, and I believe we've got him on the phone right now. Kevin and Bean Show here. Hello.
Olale, what's up, fool?
Hi, are you with the Electronic Civil Disobedience?
It's Rudy, dog.
What?
Rudy.
Rudy.
That's right.
What
are you doing?
Are you working with these people?
I'm making apps, fool. I'm making apps you, left and right.
Wait a minute.
You made
what's
this
up?
App?
That's right. Hey, what's up, Lisa? How's that ass of yours, Haina?
Thank you.
When did we start talking to Rudy? When we were talking about Raiders fans?
One time I called in, what it do or whatnot. Like, I talked about the Raiders, and you're like, hey, call us back and stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember saying that.
But... When you know stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, for sure, eh?
Right.
Well, we're always surprised whenever you're in a new job. But this one, I got to be honest, didn't sound like something I would have picked you. I mean, let's face it. Has a Raiders fan ever developed an application before for a phone?
Crazy, right? No, hey, you're right, fool. Because like my cousin Razor, right? Like he's like, hey, I got to get into America, fool. I'm like, damn. Like I'll write you a little map, you know?
Right.
And then I drew a map, and then I told him like where the water's at, it, and like, damn, fool, all this stuff. And then my other Haina, Sagro's friend, right?
Uh-huh.
Like crying face. She's all
Why are all the girls in your life sad?
Oh man, like because our like lives sometimes, you know, it could be tough,
right,
you know,
so
you gotta like laugh now, cry later is what they say, fool. Listen, but like she does continuation schools at the ITT Tech, fool. So she knows like about them computers and stuff.
Okay.
And she's like, hey, fool, people make lots of money on the apps, fool. You know, like, we could do something. Let me, like, put it together.
So Crying Face Girl came up with this?
Yeah, no, she's like, I could do it with the computers and stuff. And you're, like, real good putting stuff together because I saw when you used to work at that transmission shop and you built that Impala and, like, it had the hydros. And plus, Lisa, I got a tow truck. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I got the tow truck in my pad, fool. Seriously.
Okay.
So, like, I went out with my tools and she, like, took, like, her Game Boy and computers and stuff. And, like, we made it. We made all these apps, fool. One for, like, getting over the border.
Wait a minute.
Like,
you
growing
made,
up.
You made more than one app?
Dog, I found that there's like crazy money, and I made like 10 already. I've got like mad ones, dude.
You
okay,
made
so,
10 apps?
I've got crazy ones. Check out. You know like they got like YouTube?
Right.
Yeah.
I got you don't even know.
Okay.
It's like YouTube.
And what is that though?
It just shows like videos from like the drifters and the platters and like Heat Wave and stuff. It's like little videos and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
Like you put it on at a party, like, hey, I like that song, and you just like dance.
Okay, but
it's pretty tight. You know, like a lot of people like what's called iChew and iDine. It tells you like different restaurants.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I made iBlast.
iBlast.
Yeah, it turns your iPod into a gun. Your iPhone.
What?
It's clean. You put the bullets in like a USB port, and you can blast people out your headphone jack.
I don't think an app can do that.
Yeah, oh, trust me, fool. One time when I was in the pen, I made like a gun out of a magazine. So it's easy. Like I had all these working parts, you know?
Right.
I got iBlaze.
iBlaze?
Yeah, iBlaze, dog. You put like...
I'd like that one.
You put dankweed in your USB port and then out of the headphone jack.
Really?
That's amazing.
That's something else.
It works too, fool.
Wow, that's...
I don't know how I got water in it, but it doesn't seem like that will work.
No, it doesn't at all.
Parts, but, and then, Sad Girl's got, like, 15 kids, fool.
Right.
And, like, she told me, she's like, the biggest apps right now are the ones that are dedicated to moms, you know, like where to get diapers.
Right.
And, like...
Is that a problem?
There's one called iMom. That's, like, who is, like, the biggest one? Like, it's, like, it talks about, like, being moms. So I figured, look, if you got iMom, I swear it's not mine.
Mom.
I swear it's not mine.
Really? So that's an
app? It's a pregnancy test, fool. And you could put it in like, the girls just go in the bathroom, do their private time, and it always says it's not yours. It's clean, huh?
No matter what, it always
says,
denies.
Yeah, it says, sorry, not yours. You lose.
Wow.
It must be that other cholo down the street.
You're really, really an entrepreneur.
I know. I made eye denim, too.
What's that?
It just turns your iPhone denim.
But why?
So you can take it swimming?
In case it wants to go swimming?
Yeah, in case you want to go in the ocean or something. It's waterproof, right?
Wow.
Like Levi's. It's clean, huh?
You're much more of a visionary than I would have imagined.
I just got to figure out a way to check the Raider scores on this thing, man.
Dude, that,
well,
that's
you
easy.
You can find that anywhere. That's easy.
Raiders.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 6:53.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, taking it live this Friday in Fullerton. We'll be at the Slide Bar, downtown Fullerton, Friday morning, broadcasting live. It's, well, it's Miss Double December 2010 crowning. And all this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are meeting the contestants. You can play along at KevinandBean.com or KROQ.com if you want to vote for your favorites. We got another one coming in next hour that we'll meet. Ralph Garman joins us now on a Monday. Ralph, who ended up winning that Redskins game? I didn't see the end of it.
That would be not the Redskins.
Really? Cause who are they playing? I can't.
Team that was playing against the Redskins won.
They were playing that crappy team that's about as bad as they are. I can't remember the name of it.
That team's actually 7-4 now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Strikes me as, wow.
Who are we talking about here?
I think the team was called Suck It, Kevin. The Suck It Kevins, I think. Pretty sure is the name of that team.
It's a team that's still technically in the playoff race, is what I understand. Right, Ralph?
Wild card? They got a wild card slot as we speak. See if they can hold on to that or not. We'll have to.
Wish I knew which club we were talking about. I'm very confused
that'd
right
be
now.
Better.
All right, time for the showbiz beat for Monday. What's going on?
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office as we do every weekend. The Twilight Saga New Moon. Still number one movie in America. $42.5 million it made this weekend. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for an opening weekend.
The Blind Side was right up there with it. A little over $40 million. Made it number two at the box office. Then 2012, it was $18 million. Old Dogs, the new John Travolta, Robin Williams film, made a little over $16 million. Good enough to make it number four at the box office. Disney's A Christmas Carol was fifth. Then Ninja Assassin. Now, I might be going out on a limb here, but I believe this ninja dude kills some other dudes in this movie.
A lot of them, yes.
Because he's the ninja assassin.
Yeah.
What is what's his beef? What's his problem? What bugs up his butt?
The ninja assassins, they take kids who have no parents.
Sure.
And they raise them to be assassins as ninjas. And apparently he left because they killed the girl that he was in love with.
No, they didn't.
So now Ninja Assassin is fighting all of the ninja assassins. They're all against him.
That seems like a bad idea.
And there
seems
is,
like odds would be against him.
That's what you would think.
Yeah.
And there is some death involved.
He must be a really good ninja assassin.
He is the best ninja assassin.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
Planet 51 was seventh. Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire, was eighth. The Fantastic Mr. Fox, which I promised myself I would get to see this weekend, and I did not.
Okay. So you lied.
I lied to myself yet again.
Wow.
I was really looking forward to seeing that this weekend, but I will. I'll see it this week. And The Men Who Stare at Goats. Rounding out your top 10 at the box office.
I'm sure our guest Jason Schwartzman later on today will appreciate the fact that you thought about giving him some box office.
I more than thought about it. I committed to it. I made an effort and then just didn't happen.
Oh, that's just as good as going to see it, I guess.
It was busy. It was a busy weekend, the Thanksgiving weekend. It's a busy, busy weekend.
I think it's still in Ralph's future. He hasn't given up on it.
I'll go today. I'll go today with Jason.
All right.
I'll take
him. There you go.
I'll treat him to a special matinee.
All right.
And then we'll go see a movie. Hey, are you a dysfunctional douchebag? Well, I know the people in this room are. I'm talking about those who are listening. Maybe you'd like to be on the real world. Because that's the only that's the only kind of people I think they bring on to the real world.
Yeah, you have to be crazy beyond words to be on that show.
They are doing The Real World Huntington Beach. That's the next season for Real World. Here in Southern California.
Yep.
If you'd like to go, they're having an open call audition this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Centerfield Sports Bar and Grill in Huntington Beach, California. You can contact me for more information. But if you're looking for the people the age of 18, between 18 and 24, basically, if you'd like to be on Real World Huntington Beach.
Is Dewan out of the age limit, or is he still between 18 and 24?
I think he's over 24.
Maybe a little.
What is his 25th birthday, maybe, I think, his last birthday?
Because he would be perfect for the real world Huntington Beach.
I want to know who left peanut butter open. A lot of those kind of arguments in the kitchen.
I just want to see him in a hot tub with some of his housemates.
I want to know who given me erection. That's what he'd be asking. Casting news. I'm very excited about this Thor movie. Are you excited about Thor, Kevin?
Not really.
You love the Thor?
I like the name.
Oh, Thor.
The word makes me laugh.
We love Thor.
Okay.
You know, Thor, of course, was a big comic book superhero from Marvel Comics.
Yeah, not really familiar
with
it.
He's the Norse god, Thor, the god of thunder.
Sure.
He's got the hammer of Asgard that he uses. He carries a big hammer. It's a good power to have.
Okay. Ralph, make your point.
I'm saying they're making
hammer
a movie.
Hammer of Asgard.
They're making a movie. Thor, being directed by Kenneth Branagh. That guy's the real deal right there. Chris Hemsworth will star in the title role as Thor, but they just added Kat Dennings from Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Oh, I like her.
Wow.
She is joining the cast of that movie, along with Natalie Portman, by the way, will also be
Dude,
in Thor.
Love her.
All right, now I'm interested in Thor.
I'm going to be Thor after watching that, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I'll be Thor in my pants.
Get that?
Kevin, you're not getting any
none of this. I'll write it down.
I think
I'll
you should
back.
Give that a rest, Ralph.
I'll go back.
Come on. Jared Falwell from Kings of Leon, back when they were good, before they sold out, had a birthday last week, and according to the New York Post, here's how Jared celebrated. He was spotted, sandwiched between Leighton Meester of Gossip Girl and a lingerie model named Lindsay Ellingston, downing a 20-ounce martini.
I sort of have a boner.
That is the way to celebrate your birthday, people.
Sure. Yes, it is.
Got a birthday coming up. I recommend you hunt down Leighton Meester and Lindsay Ellingson and get yourself a 20-ounce martini. 20-ounce martini. That'll get it done right there. Ooh, doggy. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Alicia Cuthbert. I wish she was in Thor.
Really? Just one bell? She's way hot.
She's adorable. She's going to be in the upcoming new season of 24. She's got a large role in this. Upcoming season starts in January. She's 27 years old today. Kelly Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory is 24 years old today. A lot of hotties on today's list. Clay Aiken, she's pretty.
She is.
She's 31 years old today.
Want some poppers?
Then, of course, as in any good bell curve, we have the bottom. Sandra Oh celebrates her 39th birthday today. Not a lot of people know she changed her name for show business, you know. Her name used to be Sandra. Oh, my God. What happened to your face? She shortened it.
Hey!
Wouldn't fit on a marquee. Billy Idol's 54 years old today. I like Billy Idol. We've had him on the show a couple
Me too.
Times. He's a very cool dude.
He really is.
He's another one of those dudes, by the way, at 54, looks better than any of us did at 35.
Yeah.
And just and no one has punished their body more. Like bike wrecks and drugs and alcohol and just brutalized himself.
Yeah.
Looks spectacular.
We have talked about this before, how odd it is that heroin seems, if you can survive heroin, unbelievably you end up looking young. Yeah. I don't know how you do it, but you do.
Look what they did to Psycho Mike. Look how well preserved him.
Yep, that's right.
It's all heroin right there.
Psycho Mike's 48 years old. Look at him.
Go down the list. Kiedis, Chris Cornell.
Weiland.
Robert Downey Jr.
Jr., yeah.
Yep. All guys that look great.
Yeah.
All guys
that's
look
right.
great.
Right.
So, but they didn't look great before the heroin, and then that made them look greater.
Right?
Yeah. Huh.
They looked like Sandra Oh.
They looked ugly.
They looked better. They look better than other guys who didn't do heroin at their same age. That's what's remarkable.
Jerry Garcia.
Oh, wait a minute. meth and cocaine, not the same.
No, they
take their toll.
They're brutal.
Yeah.
Carrot Top. Looks good.
Yeah, he looks good.
The heroin.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking. Made him look better.
Christopher Reeves.
Ridley Scott, the director, is 72 years old today. Ben Stiller celebrates his 44th birthday. And TV personality and producer Dick Clark. We've been celebrating Dick's birthday all day today. Happy birthday, Dick. Dick is 80 years old today. Dick?
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
We have. We've been waiting for your 80th birthday. Congratulations, Captain. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So Thanksgiving is a holiday on the calendar that many people look forward to every year because you get a bunch of time off.
Mm-hmm.
And you have high hopes for the weekend. Man, when you get out of work on that Wednesday heading into Thanksgiving, you are on top of the world. Am I right? Because you're thinking, I got nothing till Monday. I'm so excited. And I get great food tomorrow. Right. That's what's thing.
And most of us are going to see family members that we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
And most of us love them.
Right.
That's not always the case.
I know of a young man, for instance, who never would have predicted that he would be backing out of his driveway at 2:30 in the morning, Thanksgiving night, early Friday morning, running over a fire hydrant and crashing into a tree, and then having his wife come out and beat him to death with a golf club, for instance. I know of a guy like that who probably didn't foresee that weekend for Tiger Woods in his Thanksgiving
forecast.
That wasn't
how he saw Thanksgiving going?
No, that's not what he was thinking at all.
Yeah.
Here's a story out of Jupiter, Florida, because all the crazy people live in Florida, as you know. Police are on the lookout now for a man suspected in the Thanksgiving shooting deaths of his twin sisters, both of them, by the way, his aunt and his cousin. A fifth man was critically wounded at the scene. A sixth was treated at the scene for gunshot wounds. Nobody who went to that party with 17 people at that Thanksgiving dinner that night in Jupiter, Florida, nobody expected that there was going to be a gun and that four people would end up dead by the end of the meal. I mean, it's just not something you look forward to for the weekend, right? A lot of bad things can happen over Thanksgiving holiday. That's what we're saying, and that's what we're taking your phone calls on at 1-800-520-1067. Thanksgiving Day disasters.
Omar's in the studio with us. And he has one of our favorite stories of all time.
Yeah. Every year, got to tell it.
Yes, oh, because it's the best.
Yours
and Bean's brother.
Yeah,
to me, it's not the holidays without those stories.
Yeah, for sure. So this is a couple years ago. Couple years ago. You know, me and the girlfriend always have, you know, Thanksgiving dinner at her folks' house. You know, my mom's not a huge Thanksgiving person. But this year, I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a special, Mom. I'm going to take you out to dinner. She doesn't cook. I really don't cook. So she's like, yeah, she's all about it. So she always, without fail, gets home at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So I'm there at her apartment waiting. It's like 5:20. You know, I'm starting to get a little worried. Call her cell phone. When she picks up, I hear, like, you know, crowd and background noise and stuff. I'm like, and she's like, hello, hello. I'm like, hey, Mom, it's me. It's Omar. She's like, hey, how's it going? I'm all like, hey, aren't you, you know.
Wait, she says, hey, how's it going? Yeah. She has, at that point, no idea that it's Thanksgiving.
No clue. Doesn't care.
Why you're calling.
And I'm like, hey, we're supposed to have, you know, dinner. She's like, oh. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, where you at? She's like, well, I'm at a friend's party right now. And I'm like, well, you know, you going to come over? She's like, well, I'm already here. So she ditches me. She doesn't even care. So I end up going to Jack in the Box and renting some sort of weird, like, Tim Allen movie. That was my Thanksgiving. Jack in the Box and a Tim Allen movie.
He went to Jack in the Box.
What the hell?
By himself.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Already here.
Yeah.
It's not like, I'll be here for an hour, I'll come home, go to dinner. It's not like, come to the party.
She's like, you're screwed.
Did she invite you to the party?
No.
Too bad for you.
Yeah.
See, this is what you get for trying to be nice to your mom.
I know. F her.
The guys at the fast food restaurant are,
check out the guy. It's here on Thanksgiving. He's by himself.
So bad.
Oh, that's so
bad.
1-800-520-1067 if your Thanksgiving went south.
When I called her, it was anger. Omar's anger.
Yeah,
that's
like
those kinds of things.
When I called her, it was like, I hear that, like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know? So, oh, God.
Yeah.
Good.
Didn't even sound like she felt bad. Like, oh, I'm really sorry, but I forgot. But
she was probably drunk. Who knows?
Wow.
You know, that's where I get my, you know, drinking too.
Well, what a surprise!
You have quite a family.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. All right, being your brother, let's have it.
Well, it's a holiday tradition that we tell every year at this time, and I still can't believe it happened, but it's absolutely true. My brother shows up for Thanksgiving. This is after we both moved out of the house, and we went over to my parents' house for Thanksgiving dinner. And we ate the entire meal, and we hung out, and we watched football, and we did all the things that you'd traditionally do on Thanksgiving. And about 3 hours into it, my brother looks down at his watch. He says, well, I better get going. Girlfriend's waiting for me in the car. And he did not want to bring her up for Thanksgiving because he didn't like the interference from parents once they meet the girlfriend. Oh. He just preferred they didn't know anything about who he was dating. So he literally drove to my parents' house and said, you just wait here. I'm going to go in and have Thanksgiving with my folks.
I'll come back out.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
3 hours.
She
sat there for 3 hours.
Awesome.
And they were together for years, too. And, of course, I never got a shot at her. I never got to talk to her and find out what would make a woman sit in the car and wait while your boyfriend is in having Thanksgiving dinner.
But at the moment he says, by the way, I'm going to go and have Thanksgiving. I mean, right then before he gets out of the car, you go, wait a minute. What am I supposed to do? And you do something else.
Thanksgiving was fine for me, fine for my brother, fine for my folks. But she would be, if she were listening right now, she would be the one who should call in right now at 1-800-520-1067 and say, you're never going to believe how crappy my Thanksgiving was because I sat in a cold car for 3 hours while my boyfriend went off and ate without me.
I don't know a single woman that would do that, and rightfully so.
Absolutely not.
That would
not.
Just sit there and wait. Wow, sure has taken him a long time. It's been 2 hours. But I'll wait. He's a good guy.
Oh my God. He better be a really good guy.
He's not, by the way. He's Bean's brother.
I know.
You know?
Andrew emails in, hey, last year I went to my folks' house. Right as we began to eat, my older sister told everyone at the table that she had recently gotten pregnant and had had an abortion 4 days before. It kind of spoiled the mood for the whole Thanksgiving. I ended up taking the dinner to my room that night. That's what Andrew says.
That is, timing. By the way, that is when you want to make that announcement. Because everyone's there, right? I mean, you have more of the family member than any other time.
Hey, before you pass the candied yams, I got an abortion, and great to see everybody.
Okay, that's rude. All right, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
Right now, we're talking about Thanksgiving weekend disasters. Alan writes in, well, I got LASIK on Tuesday, thinking I'd be fine for the holiday. Unfortunately, my eyes were still so light sensitive, the only thing I could do was sit in the dark and listen to the radio, eating my frozen TV dinner for Thanksgiving.
Aww.
That's exactly what we're looking for. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we take Brandon's call? He's on line one. He's going to tell us about a Thanksgiving weekend disaster. Hi, Brandon. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Brandon.
All right, so here's what happened. The day before Thanksgiving, I got broken up with by my fiance, and then the day of Thanksgiving, I get a call from my boss saying that she needs me to drop off all my supplies for work because I'm getting let go.
Wait, dude.
Wait, yeah. What? She called you on Thanksgiving Day?
Oh, no, no. Actually, no. The day before.
Oh, the day before.
The day before, so that's okay.
Actually, it wasn't even a call. It was a text.
Yeah. Hey, bring everything by, you're done.
So in like 24 hours, you lost your fiance and your job.
Yep, pretty much.
So when it came time to eat Thanksgiving dinner, assuming you still had one to go to, did you have anything to be thankful for?
Air in my lungs and food on the table, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Look on the bright side. Oh, dude, that
sucks.
Sorry,
Brandon.
Wow. Thank you very much for the call, though. Let's try Michael on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. You know, we've long said on this program that it's not really Thanksgiving until 911 is called. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Joe.
What happened?
Well, the first Thanksgiving with my wife's family, my first bite of take of turkey, I ended up choking on it the whole night, spent the whole night in the bathroom choking at Black Angus. And long story short, they ended up calling the ambulance on me. I ended up going to the hospital, getting surgery.
They just
take it out.
Surgically remove what, a chunk of meat?
A chunk of meat that I didn't chew right.
Oh, my God.
And this was the first time you were celebrating Thanksgiving with your girlfriend's family?
Yeah, my wife. My
your wife.
Wife's family.
Oh.
And everybody was like, what's happening? What's happening? I just ended up going to the bathroom, choking up there all night. And I'm going to my mom's house. She ended up crying, calling the ambulance,
good
fire department.
Good time.
I don't know that I've ever heard of somebody needing surgery to get food removed from their throat. I mean, usually it seems like there's a way to either get it to go down or get it to come up.
Yeah, well, this is not my first time either.
What are you talking about?
you do not know how to chew?
It happened in downtown LA, too.
Well, what is wrong with you?
I have a small throat.
Well, chew!
Take smaller bites.
What's wrong with you?
You are never going to get a man with that problem, I'll tell you that. All right, thank you for the call.
He says I have a small throat as if there's no answer for that.
Let's try Charlie on line 5. I think this is a direction I can't wait to go. We're looking for Thanksgiving disasters. Hi, Charlie. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how you doing? Good. Kevin, Bean, Lisa May, how are you guys doing?
Good, Charlie.
We are good. What happened to you, man?
Yeah, my wife was making mashed potatoes. She went to the restroom. I had a suspicion she was cheating on me. I looked at her phone, and I found a picture of some other guy's private parts that he had sent her. Now they're...
Yay! Oh, wow.
So you looked on your wife's phone, and she had pictures of another man's junk.
Yeah, pretty much.
Was the other man's junk more impressive than your junk?
I don't think so, because I asked her, and she's like, no, yours is better, but, you know...
What did she say?
But yours is connected to you and his is connected to him?
Yeah, but, you know, she told me he's more financially set than me. That's what it was.
Oh,
wow. Welcome to the holidays, everybody.
Yeah, you know, I spent Christmas with my mom, which I had a leftover turkey sandwich. You know?
Oh, my God.
All right.
That's fantastic.
Good times.
Thank you for the call, Charlie. Let's try Ryan, line 6, please, on the Kevin Bean Show. Hey, Ryan. Thanks a lot for calling. What happened?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
All right. So, this year I decided to make a prime rib roast to go along with the turkey, you know, switch it up a little bit. And so I'm doing it in the oven or whatever, and I have the drip tray underneath, and it collects the fat. I'm going to make an au jus for, you know, a little sauce to put on top. And so you basically add a little red wine to that and thyme and so forth. Well, it didn't say in the recipe exactly how much fat to keep.
Right.
So this might have been my demise. So I'm going away here, and I'm reducing it, and it's bubbling away, and it's getting a little hot. So I crank it down. It starts getting real hot, so I crank it down even further.
then it kind of goes stagnant. It doesn't really do anything, so I crank it back up. Lo and behold, this thing goes off like a napalm bomb.
It exploded?
It exploded everywhere.
Awesome.
Hot, flying fat?
Fat, red wine, everything. So my my Thanksgiving was rudely interrupted by an explosion, and my Friday consisted of degreasing and repainting.
All right.
Did you get burned?
A little bit, like underneath my chin. It wasn't bad. I full on pulled the Matrix to get out of the way.
Wow.
And, it was the most unexpected and ridiculous thing that I think has ever happened.
That's the best.
I've never heard of that.
I haven't either.
By the way, Ryan, this is just a heads up for you, a piece of free advice for you today. You know so many cooking terms, you'd better be gay. Because if you're a straight guy, you're going to scare everyone away with all this talk of the reducing and everything else that you just did.
I don't know. I think it's kind of hot.
Yeah, well, right.
You made my head spin with that conversation. All right, Ryan, very good. Explosion in the kitchen. I love that. Let's try Kimberly, line one. By the way, we're going to meet another Miss Double December contestant. And don't forget, you're still listening for Uprising by Muse. When you hear it, be called 20 win tickets to night number two of the Almost Acoustic Christmas Show. Hey, Kimberly, thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hello. I have a poor me story.
Okay.
Husband decides to go golfing with the guys in the morning, comes home drunk in the afternoon, falls asleep for about 4 or 5 hours on the couch. Mom canceled Thanksgiving because her and dad got mad at each other, and I spend my Thanksgiving dinner at Denny's with about 6 other people.
All right.
There you go. Kimberly.
Now, when you say 6 other people, 6 other members of your family, or were you by yourself and there were just 6 other...
No, actually, I made my husband wake up and take me to dinner, so he was still a little buzzed.
Wow.
It was just miscellaneous other people.
All right.
That is so sad.
All right, good times.
Thank you for the call. I have spent many a Thanksgiving in Denny's, by the way. But I do it on by choice. Yeah, exactly.
You do it on purpose.
All right, let's close with Chris. He is on line two. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, my wife asked for a divorce on Wednesday night.
Yeah! All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, did you see it coming?
Yeah, actually I did.
Okay.
I did think it was...
So it wasn't a surprise.
So tell me...
You know, let's say she'd been slightly aloof of late.
Yeah. Right.
So, Chris, what were your plans for Thursday?
We were going to her brother's house.
And so what happened with that?
They didn't?
Well, that was extremely uncomfortable for me, so I decided to go to my brother's house.
Yeah.
Wow.
I spent the whole day crying like a big baby.
Oh, so. Wow.
But, I mean, isn't the upside you've got one less Christmas present to buy now?
Yeah, I thought about that. One less expensive Christmas present to buy.
Glass half full,
but now
man.
He's splitting up his stuff, you guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Costs a lot more than a Christmas present.
That's true.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah.
It sure does. Thanks for calling. Kevin, who's your new friend? I'm impressed.
Oh, you know, just Danielle, just a little friend of mine that's applying to be Miss Double December 2010.
Yeah. Shake it if you know it.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Giant size can.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Ooh, I love boobies.
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hot.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
That's right, Dick. It is the most wonderful time of the year. This is the week that we meet all 9 of our finalists in the running for Miss Double December 2010. The winner will be crowned with the talent and the swimsuit and all the other good part of the competition this Friday live in Fullerton. You can get the details at kevinandbean.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Danielle has joined us here in the studio.
Danielle.
Hi. Danielle, good, welcome to you.
Hi.
Welcome to you.
Welcome to you, too.
Welcome to the Amish community. We are churning butter now.
What's happening to you?
Welcome to you, gun up the hand.
I'm a little flustered because look at those.
Welcome to you.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to concentrate. That's
really
all.
Big boobs.
Danielle.
Let's address
the elephant in the room, or the two
elephants
in the room.
The
elephants
in the room, yeah.
Are those yours? I mean, obviously they're yours, but are they natural or are they?
Most of them are. I've always been a double D. They're a little bigger than a double D now, so.
Yeah.
So you're already a natural double D, and then you just gave him a little extra something, something?
A little oomph, yeah.
Wow.
Here's what I like. She's already a double D, and she goes,
no, I can use a little more size.
Just a bit more.
That's crazy. What? Explain that decision to us. I mean, we think it was the right decision, but why did you decide to do that?
I don't know. I'm... got a big shoulders and just fits. I don't know. I like boobs.
Hey, so. All right. That's good enough with me.
Us too.
All right. Danielle is 22 years old, according to the entry form. And you can play along the Kevin Amin home game, by the way, if you want to see Danielle's picture and see the answer to the questionnaire at KevinAmin.com. You are an accountant and a student?
Yes.
Why this year did you decide, hey, I want to be Miss Double December on the Kevin Amin show?
Last year I did want to do it, but my boyfriend at the time wouldn't let me.
One of those kind of boyfriends.
Yeah.
So now you've kicked him to the curb?
Is he history?
He's gone, yeah.
Right. Are you single now?
Yes. Two months now.
Me too. Isn't that weird?
You're not.
Shut up.
Wait, you're not single.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry. What about your wife, though, Ralph?
Shut up.
Danielle says she's an accountant. Can you imagine that office? All those nerdy guys walking around going,
look at her. Let's have her do some more work on this close range. Could you come into my office?
I love Kevin's impression, by the way.
That's my accountant.
Which celebrity do you want to be stranded on a desert island with, Danielle?
Christian Bale.
And how come?
Because he's sexy.
Yeah.
Well,
very.
But wouldn't you be afraid he would just be screaming at you all the time, though?
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
I mean, he's fun and he's fine until you disappoint him that first time, and then you never hear the goddamn end of it, right?
It's distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the scene.
Yeah.
Give me a answer. What don't you get about it? Oh, good for you. And how was it?
Time.
I hope it was f***ing good because it's useless now, isn't it?
Okay.
Not a lot of fun.
Sake, man, you're amateur.
Okay. All right. It's okay.
That's fine. Your autobiography would be called What and Why?
Blackout.
Blackout. Okay. That says a lot.
Did you used to work for the power company?
No. It's just, you know, when I go out drinking, a lot of times there's pieces missing.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. I see the autobiography tied to the superpower, which is super healer. That way I could avoid hangovers forever. There seems to be a.
You trying to tell us something?
Bit of an alcohol problem, which you would fit right in on this program.
No, it's okay.
With. Yeah.
You like to have a cocktail once in a while. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I like my Jack and Coke.
Oh, Jack Daniels girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all you need to hear, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Stripper song?
Hinder, Use Me.
Energetic stripping right there.
Yeah, should be doing handsprings across the floor.
Now, Friday, you're going to be with us in Fullerton for the actual pageant, the actual crowning. And I'm fascinated by this because all of the contestants are going to be performing their talent on stage. Tell people what you said your talent is.
Oh, I can get out of handcuffs behind my back.
Yes.
All right, now.
Okay.
This is my favorite talent of all of them, I think.
Me too, because we're all trying to guess how you came across that the first time. Was it a kinky sex game, or were you in a police car?
I was in a police car.
You were in custody.
All right.
Yeah.
And you got out of the cuffs?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Freaking Houdini with cans.
That's impressive. Houdini with cans.
That should be your autobiography title. Houdini with cans.
Now, from what little I know about law enforcement, they're not crazy about the passengers in the backseat of their cars getting out of the handcuffs. That is not considered a plus for them.
You know, they were actually really cool about it. They actually put me in the front seat. And then once I got the handcuffs and they put me in the back.
Yeah.
But they were impressed. They were actually really impressed. They let me keep them in front of me. They just didn't put it behind my back again.
And how did you end up there to begin with?
That's a good question.
Says Lisa, not really being sure if she wants the answer.
Public intoxication.
Yeah!
All right. But you were no threat. Why'd they have to cuff you?
I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to.
Although if I was a cop and I was arresting you, I'd be cuffing you too, quite frankly.
That's why you're not a cop.
But then she got out of the cuffs. Don't you at that point go, yeah.
All right. Well, look what she happened to bring in with her, Kevin. Look what we have.
Look at those handcuffs.
Look at that.
Fur-lined handcuffs. Would you care to demonstrate your talent for us?
Yeah. Can you cuff me?
Can I
cuff? Yes. Yes. Can you cuff me?
Well, sure. Let me.
Ralph doesn't like to, but.
Let me see if I know how to work these. I've never seen these kind before.
Yeah, right.
All right,
put your hands behind your back, and Ralph is now.
I believe those are the fur-lined handcuffs that were actually named after you, Ralph. I think that's what people order is the Ralph Garman handcuffs.
Yeah. Got one. All right.
This is the beautiful Danielle again. If you want to check out her picture and see the questionnaire at KevinAmin.com. Next hour, we'll meet Teresa. Every day this week, we'll have contestants.
Hey, stop talking about other people.
Can you take off her headphones, maybe?
Oh, okay, sure.
I think that might be.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay, Danielle is cuffed behind her back.
Pretty tightly, right, Ralph?
I mean, you didn't. I closed them in there. All right. She is cuffed.
Is a lightning video taking us?
Oh, no!
She broke them.
But I saw what she was going
wow,
for.
Wow, I
it's
didn't
not
think you
about
were going
the cuff
that way.
It's about her shoulders.
Her oh, shoulders are like triple jointed, people.
Wow.
That's creepy. Yeah,
your legs too? Your legs too? Your legs too?
Usually I just slip them right out.
Wow, how about that?
And then apparently her fingers are triple jointed too because she can collapse her hand and the cup comes off.
You cannot jointed everywhere.
Hold her. She cannot be held.
Do you have bones?
Because I do. Would you like another one?
Okay.
She's a filleted human.
That's
she's nothing but she is boneless.
Wow. All
right. Well, I enjoyed that very much. You can vote for Danielle.
The she's super strong. She broke the chain of handcuffs.
Incredible Hulk. The voting is open at kevinandbean.com, and you can vote all the way up until the final minute on Friday's live broadcast in Fullerton. Please vote for the beautiful Danielle. Thank you for joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Yeah, thanks for coasting with us.
And it's 5 minutes to late.
All right.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll meet yet another Miss Double December contestant coming up next hour. Your chance to earn tickets for night number two of the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 and why the Pope hates Twilight. Why you're a bad Catholic if you went to see Twilight over the weekend. All of those stories coming up next hour for you here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Ralph joins us for the show biz beat for a Monday. What's going on?
I don't consider myself much of a Catholic anymore, but all right. I guess I'm in.
You're down with that?
I join up.
All right.
Give me some of those wafers, those Nilla wafers. They're good. Speaking of movies and Twilight, number one at the box office again this weekend, $42.5 million made. So, how much money has that made so far?
$9 billion?
Well, I heard worldwide it's at $475 million already since it's been out.
In a week and a half, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a lot of werewolves. The Blind Side, $40 million, made it number two.
That was pretty good, by the way.
Excuse me, what now?
That was pretty good.
Excuse me, hey, what now?
That was a pretty good movie.
So you went to see Sandra Bullock.
I did.
Adopt a black teenager and nurse him to the NFL.
That was a pretty good movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe you.
I did.
So. No, if you say so.
And it is.
No, I know you. You know.
Did you like movies. It more or less than The Proposal, Kevin?
More, actually.
Hold on. Time out. Whoa. You went to see The Proposal.
With my wife. Yeah, I did. And with kids for this one, but this one was really good. I'm glad I went.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
How pissed off is Sandra Bullock, by the way? She makes a movie that's $40 million its opening weekend. Yeah. She can't be number one.
It's dwarfed.
Because they got talking dogs over there in the vampire village.
She, by the way, is a big-time movie star, isn't she?
She makes monster smash hits.
Yeah.
Every time out the gate. There will people who go to see her in any piece of crap she does. They will go. Kevin, we'll get the family and they'll all go see your proposal.
I'm not one of those,
every
by the
time
way. She scares
she
me.
Does a movie.
But she was all right.
Not enough, apparently. She doesn't scare you at all, actually, because you're going to see her movies, so you're not the least bit frightened.
Just saying.
Let's
talk about something more important. She deserves a trophy or some type of reward for her ass. It is a work of art.
She has a lovely ass.
It's unbelievable.
Do they give trophies for that?
I don't know.
All right. That's the ass bowl.
All right.
Old Dogs was number four at the box office. I mentioned 2012 was third. I don't think I did.
I don't think so.
Old Dogs was fourth. Christmas Carol was fifth. Ninja Assassin was sixth. Planet 51 was seventh. Precious, based on a novel pushed by Sapphire, was eighth. The Fantastic Mr. Fox came in at number nine. And then The Men Who Stare at Goats, rounding out your top ten at the box office, according to Daily Variety. Who are you writing there, Bean?
Strongly Jose. Red
letter. Okay. Bob Dylan almost never does interviews.
Yeah!
But he recently sat down to chat with a magazine for homeless people.
What?
There's a magazine for homeless people.
How do they get that?
It must be free, right?
It's free, and it's for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to write for it, and I want to do the crossword puzzle.
Where do they deliver it?
This is where you find food. Seven-letter word. Dumpster?
The Dumpster Report with Ralph Garman.
It is magic. Bob sat down to talk about his new Christmas album, Christmas in the Heart. It is not in the ears, that's for sure. And because all the proceeds from that very same album are going to feed hungry folks all over the world. And that's why he did the interview with the Homeless People magazine.
But
it's a magazine and a blanket.
Well, the love light leaves.
What? Can you believe this?
This
is
real.
That someone put on a CD.
If only.
All right, take it easy, old man.
In my
dreams.
All right, we got it, Bob.
It's for a good cause, though.
We got it, Bob. That one's going right in the can. That's a keeper.
Oh, it's a
good
one.
That's the take. That's the magic one, Bob.
So he does an interview with a homeless magazine so that they can buy for...
No, I just think he wants them. No, he's pulling for him, man.
That's with all. That? Why does he do something good? Am I raise some money?
I think that's the best he can do.
Really?
I don't think he's got a choice, Kevin. I think that's him trying his heart out.
All right.
The dude's like 80. I mean,
right,
come on.
I know.
Cut him some slack.
Well, no. So's freaking Tony Bennett. He can still sing.
No.
Look, I'm saying Muhammad Ali's 82. He's not going to raise any money for charity by fighting. Nobody wants to see that.
Yes, I do.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane.
That's just scary.
That's real.
That is a frightening sound.
That happened.
He's bad on every level.
He is.
And just days after a tour bus with crew members working for Miley Cyrus crashed, killing the driver, a bus traveling with Britney Spears equipment in Australia flipped off the road during a bad storm last week.
Wow.
Dude, what's going on?
We are in trouble, people. They are targeting the talentless. We're screwed.
We're next.
Don't get in a bus. Telling you, they're after him.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently the driver was injured, but none of the equipment was damaged, so that's the good news.
Huh.
The show went on. Mm-hmm. Look, Britney's show without the equipment, you are hard-pressed,
yeah.
People. She needs every little piece of technology she can muster to put that show on.
She needs a CD player, really, is all.
And a pole.
Yeah, and a pole.
It's one of the top 10 best concerts you can see.
Absolutely. She is the best.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that, Bean, but we are going to have to talk to Dave the King of Mexico about his top 10 list of top 10 all-time best live acts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number 10, Britney Spears.
Very few people would put her in that category of live acts.
Top 10 of all time.
Good. Yeah. Oh, she is so good. She wears like a circus outfit, and she has a riding crop. And the dancers all, like, get on their four legs like animals.
Like woofs.
And we threw out, like, 10 examples of much better. Oh, no.
Even in that genre, even, like, pop yeah, kind of stars right. With better shows. No, they won't get
people
off.
People who can sing, like Pink and people like that, who put on a theatrical show but can still sing.
Gwen Stefani we talked about.
Gwen Stefani, perfect mm-hmm. example.
Sings yeah. and dances live.
Yeah. Right.
And he loves No Doubt.
Loves her.
Mm-hmm.
No. I put her in No Doubt. He's the same.
It's the same.
Not the same.
Not even close. Okay.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kaylee Cuoco. Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah.
From The Big Bang Theory is 24 years old today. Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a lisp every time I say her name.
Yeah.
Alicia Cuthbert. She's, of course, from 24. She's 27, not to confuse you. Clay Aiken is 31.
Oh.
Everybody knows the turkey and some mistletoe.
Wow, Clay sounds rough.
Well, his throat's been irritated. Just saying, he's got a scratch or something. He's got
what's
a cold.
Scratching?
I don't know.
Something
rough?
Nope.
Sandra Oh.
I'm disgusted.
39 years old today. Actor-director Ben Stiller is 44. Billy Idol turns 54. Ridley Scott is 72. And TV personality producer legend from the American Bandstand all the way up through New Year's Eve, Dick Clark.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
He is 80 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
They came to party, and they were disappointed.
6.7, K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This hour, we're going to play Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. When you hear that, be caller 20, and you will win tickets for
read
night
that again.
Number one.
Kevin, read that again. I'm pretty sure it's Man in the Box, and it's by Alice in Chains. That's the song you're listening for.
That's right. That's this hour. You can call in and win tickets for night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009. It's 10 minutes after 8.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll meet yet another contestant vying to be Miss Double December 2010, coming up in just a few minutes. By the way, Twilight, as you know, the number one movie around the box office in the whole wide world. And that is without the support of the Pope. Apparently, Pope Benedict, not down with the Twilight, says that
what?
it is a moral vacuum with a deviant message.
What?
Look, I can see lots of reasons to not want to go see New Moon. That's not one of them. So we thought, let's find out what the Pope's got, what kind of burr the Pope's got up his butt. So we asked producer Alex to line up His Holiness, and we've got Pope Benedict the 16th on the line with us now on the Kevin and Bean Show from the Vatican. Hey, Pope.
Guten Tag, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're good.
First of all, don't be using words up to butt with the Pope, please, okay?
I apologize. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's
a very
touchy subject in the Catholic Church about
I
up
understand.
To butt.
That
we
was
don't
definitely...
like talking about up to butt. We don't like settling lawsuits about up-to-butt.
Sure, sure.
We,
I understand.
We prefer not to address the up-to-butt issue.
Okay, all right.
If you don't mind.
I can see that.
And the last thing you want is to be transferred to another parish, right?
That's right. This is my last chance. If I don't prefer it here, there's no place else for me to go.
Exactly. So, Your Holiness, I understand that you're trying to reach out and be in touch and provide moral guidance for young...
Yeah. Once again, with the being in touch part, leave that
I'm
alone.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying, I understand that you are trying to give counsel to young Catholics around the world, and that's why periodically you will come out with a warning like you did about this. Don't go see Twilight New Moon, right?
Yeah, don't go see the New Moon Velvet Fang movie. Don't go see that.
Why not?
Because it is a moral vacuum with the deviant messages.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. Someone wrote this for me.
Did a lawyer write that?
I think it's because it glorifies vampirism.
Sure.
Which is, drinking blood.
Right.
And what kind of crazy person drinks blood? I mean, wait a minute. We do that in our mass, don't we?
It's part of the service,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, blood of Christ.
Yeah.
But Your Holiness, right, though, I mean, most reasonable people, Catholic or otherwise, will say, hey, it's not real. It's just a fantasy story. It's just a good time to read the book or good time to go to the movies. It doesn't mean anything about your actual faith and actual life.
But no, it glorifies satanic things like werewolves and vampires and teenage sex and love and things like that.
There's no teenage sex, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if you've seen
there's
it,
no
but
sex.
Have you seen Taylor Lautner's abs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sex, baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I can't believe you even know who Taylor Lautner is.
Listen. We need wholesome films.
Wholesome films.
Wholesome films for the young people to be watching.
Okay, so no Twilight. What would you suggest?
I say go see a wholesome film like about dancing, like Last Tango in Paris, about people who dance around Paris all the time. Something like that, wholesome like that.
Did you see that? I mean, that is wall-to-wall
great.
Sex.
Sounds wonderful.
It's not about dancing. It's about banging.
How about Stomp the Yard? That's about dancing. Step up to the street. That's fun.
Well,
see, Americans, you're Americans. You should be talking about the patriotic films.
Patriotic,
like American Pie or American Psycho. Something about America.
Wait a minute. Have you seen American Psycho?
No, but it sounds great.
The guy kills somebody with a chainsaw.
It's about George Bush, right?
No. Just because it has American in the title doesn't mean it's a patriotic, uplifting, G-rated movie, Your Holiness.
Did you go see Saw movies? It's about a carpenter, and you know we love the carpenters in the Catholic Church. We love people who work with wood. Go to Saw movies. Go see those. There's about a nice, wholesome carpenter who uses a saw to make a cross and things.
Yeah, maybe you should watch a few of these, of your suggestions, because Saw isn't exactly that. There's a lot of death.
Oh.
Just killing and blood.
Oh, sounds like the Bible. I like that.
Okay. All right, so you're still standing behind Saw. All right.
Killing and death. Okay. There's no sex or ammo.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Holiness.
But it's got to be done.
Yeah. Omar.
Hey, guys. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
All this week, we are meeting the finalists, those ladies vying for Miss Double December 2010. The winner will be crowned this Friday live in front of you, the Kevin and Bean audience in Fullerton at the Slide Bar. Very excited about going back to that place again this year. We had a great time down there last year, so it'll be this Friday. There are no tickets needed for that, by the way. It's free and open to the public, so come on down. Hey, Teresa.
Hi. Speaking of that thing, are we talking about the toys? Are we talking about toys?
We haven't talked about that yet. No.
We should mention
that. Is that happening? I didn't know that was happening.
It absolutely is happening. And
toys for Tatas.
It made me think of it because Bean mentioned there's no tickets necessary, but we are asking that you bring an unwrapped toy that we can give to underprivileged kids this year with the Marines Toys for Tots program. So we're calling it Toys for Tatas. But it is the same program, and we do ask you that you bring an unwrapped toy so that a kid can have a little something special for Christmas this year because we're getting something special.
Yes,
so everyone wins, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Let's turn our attention to the final girl that we'll meet today, ladies and gentlemen. The beautiful Teresa has joined us here in the studio.
Yeah.
How are you, my dear?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Yes,
pretty
you
good,
are.
Thank you.
You are qualified. Can I just say that?
Thank you.
Why did you want to apply to become Miss Double December, Teresa?
You know, I've actually wanted to apply since Yasmin won about five years ago.
Oh, yeah.
We went to the same school.
Oh, really?
You did?
Yeah.
Where's that? Where's the school of hot people?
That's Boob like University, apparently.
Where's the school of hot people that I wasn't aware of?
Down in Torrance,
where the water's
cans? Yeah, exactly. When you started that sentence, I swear to God, you know how your mind races ahead to how you think the sentence will. I swear to God, I thought you were going to say you and Yasmin had the same doctor, the same boob doctor. But
mine are natural, actually.
There it is!
Yeah,
yes.
Teresa's are the real deal.
God loves you.
I know, he does, doesn't he?
Have you always been well endowed?
I have.
Since you were a kid? It must have been tough to be a young girl and be
You know, people thought
that
I was fat in high school because I always wore sweaters. I didn't really want high school boys hitting on me.
Sure, yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
So you were a little shy about your body at one point?
Not out of school.
Not out of school. Just in school.
Yeah, just in school.
So that's very rare these days to see natural boobs that look that good. What is the is the size there, Teresa?
They are a 34F.
Yes!
There you go.
I know. And if you've looked at my work, you would notice that they are quite perky.
Yeah, I've looked at your work. Do you mind talking about your work?
No, go for
it. Teresa has a body of work.
She has a body.
She has a body, yeah.
Of work. And so you're an adult entertainer. You do erotic videos.
I take for a living, yes.
I'm sorry.
What? Huh? What? What was that?
You do movies and photographs.
Yes,
that involve
I do.
Sex.
I do.
And you work under the name Sarah Stone, right? That's your your professional name.
My professional stage name.
Yeah.
No I H. I have a thing against H's.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Sarah, no H. Right? I think you're, in all the history of doing the Miss Double December pageant, I think you're the first actual porn star that's ever applied to. Now, I don't mean this in a bad way for us, but isn't that kind of a step down to go from what you do now to being just Miss Double December?
Being trying to talk people out of it again.
No, I'm not.
What's
I just
with
it's, him? It Dougie seems Downer. Like she's already accomplished more than we could ever do for her, is what I'm saying.
It's actually really not about accomplishing anything to me. I listen to you guys all the time. I've been a fan for years and years, and it's just something that I always thought was fun. I try to go to your events as much as possible, and why not be able to go for free?
Yeah, well, that's very smart of you.
That is smart.
Very practical.
We did a lot of research at Ralph's desk on Friday. A lot.
Really?
Yeah. I did a lot of research.
We went to bustybride.com.
That is not,
that's not
my
you?
Official site.
Okay.
No. So
you're
if
all
you remember,
over it.
But was that you?
Well, yeah, that's me, okay. But that's not my official site.
What's your official site?
I don't have one up yet.
Really? Because you're all over the internet.
Well, I've been doing it for about 5 years.
Yeah.
Yes,
so there's lots of examples of your work on the internet. But you don't have your own site, so you can't cash in on any of that, huh?
No, not yet. But I'm working on it.
What are you waiting for,
exactly?
There's a big boob database out there that you're well represented in, actually. That's where we found a lot of your work, yeah.
I actually haven't really been waiting for anything. I took a break for a little while. I did, you know, have a son.
Mm-hmm.
So I just haven't gotten around to getting all the content done. And when you make your own content, you're not getting paid for it. And I like to get paid.
Sure,
so
there's that. Right. Sure.
I guess it's more of a greed issue, even though when I make my own site, I'll own all my content. I'll be getting paid more. But I don't know.
It's a lot of work to put into it.
It just takes me forever to do stuff.
Did you, when you found out you were pregnant, Teresa, did you and the guys just go on Maury, or how did you handle that?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm asking.
You should not be allowed to talk to women.
I'm just wondering. I mean, if you're a porn star by day and turn up pregnant by night, how do you know where to begin? I mean, you got to call a lot of guys, right?
It's a completely understandable question.
No.
I actually stopped doing porn about 6 months before I became pregnant.
Yeah.
I went back because I didn't know if I wanted to continue doing porn or not.
Right,
so I went
right.
back to my old normal day job.
Which was?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out Burger.
I worked at In-N-Out for 7 years.
Come on, man. That's just too easy.
These are all comedy. This is someone setting us up.
So she has a stand-up chunk, apparently, too.
No, I'm being honest.
She
I know.
From In-N-Out to In-N-Out. That's what you're telling us.
We got it.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure that that has added a new facet to your life, having a son. I mean, you must be ecstatic about that, right? I mean,
yes, it's great. It's absolutely fabulous.
Now, have you gone back, or are you going back?
Am I going back to In-N-Out?
No, to porn.
Oh, I do. I have
you do
gone
still?
Back.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I went back earlier this year. I took a 2-year break.
Okay.
All right. Good for you. Better than ever.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
You seem like you enjoy your work. Is it a lot? Is it something you enjoy doing for a living?
I do enjoy my work. I'm a full believer in doing what you love. and
you love it.
I do love it. I mean, come on now.
You really love
That's
it.
That's the people who should be doing it. Some people do it just for the money, but money, you seem like you actually enjoy what you're doing.
I do. I mean, most people go out and have sex with random people at bars and don't get paid for it and are being very unsafe about it.
Right.
I'm getting paid for doing something that I absolutely enjoy doing, and everybody's tested, so I'm...
There it is.
All right.
Sure.
There you go.
Good for you.
All right. We don't have a lot of time with the beautiful Teresa. By the way, you can see Teresa's pictures and see the questionnaire online and vote for Teresa to be Miss Double December 2010. But we have to ask you about a couple of the answers that you gave to the questionnaire.
Okay.
We ask all the girls, which celebrity would you want to be stranded on a desert island with? And apparently, although you seem very bright, you couldn't think of one celebrity.
No, this is a suck-up. And that's not code. This is a suck-up.
It was a suck-up.
Yeah, I mean, let's
although
go. Although
I'm... not disappointed in person by my choice.
She's a
psycho Mike.
Mike
is who she said.
Her answer. But then she follows that up with, but if he isn't available, I'd settle for Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Settle.
Yeah,
which
Matt
makes a
Damon.
Hell of a lot more sense, by the way.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, sure.
Your stripper song is a classic, and it's one that a lot of girls love to dance to. Closer by Nine Inch Nails is the song that you chose.
Yes.
Did you ever do any dancing, Teresa?
I have danced. I've actually danced to that
to
song.
Song.
That's why it's the... first perfect. Thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's great to dance to.
Your talent is tell the people what your talent is.
I can stick my fist in my mouth.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which
yes,
is also
yes.
the name of one of your movies,
yeah.
if I recall.
Stop it, Bean. Will you just stop?
Is he deaf to a boner?
I
absolutely.
He really is.
He's boner deaf.
You are boner executioner.
I said that's the name of one of her movies. Why wouldn't it be? I would rant, I can stick my fist in my mouth. Come
that
on.
That is one of the name of one of my movies? Really?
I'm just saying it ought to be if it hasn't been already.
Bean the right. Boner Killer.
It's a new segment. We are videotaping the talents to put up at kevinandbean.com, and of course all the talents will also be done live on stage Friday in Fullerton. But do we have camera rolling? Are we going to
yes.
give this a try here
yes.
and see how it goes with Teresa? Okay.
I actually didn't know it was going to be on air or recorded, so I'm just a little frumpy. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Men who are looking.
We've got photos of you dressed all dolled up.
Yeah, I'm sure they've seen a lot of other
and
photos.
And there's a lot less. Available of you.
Yes. Okay, wait. I'm doing this right now.
Yeah, you're pulling your sleeve all the way up to your elbow. How far does your fist go into your mouth? That's what I was just curious about.
Just in case I start drooling, right. You know, I don't want to get it on my sweater.
I was just curious.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Lisa May, you should learn something from this. Pay attention.
All right. Are we going to do a countdown? Drum roll?
Okay. Yeah.
Drum roll?
Okay.
Yeah, that's in there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well done.
There it is.
That happened.
That just happened.
Yeah, that happened.
And it was fabulous.
It sure was.
Well, seconds. Always remember where I was when I fell in love with you. All right, you can vote for Teresa, and at a minimum, you should Google Sarah Stone. We'll thank us for that later.
No H.
Right. The voting goes all the way through the final crowning this Friday at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Teresa, you're awesome to come in today, and we'll see you on Friday. Thanks a lot.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, our friend actor Jason Schwartzman joins us next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about Bored to Death, his awesome, awesome cable TV show, in addition to the fantastic Mr. Fox, which he's one of the great voices of that's in theaters now. I don't know how to... I got to talk to engineering here at the Kevin and Bean Show to figure out if there's a way I can turn my headphones down low enough so that I don't accidentally hear any of Omar singing.
How dare you?
Turn it up, people! Turn it up!
By the way, you can
turn it up and rip off the knob!
You could take your headphones off. You don't need them, unfortunately.
I'm 1,200 miles away from Omar, and I can still hear him singing. 1-800-520-1067. If you want to win tickets for night number two of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 show, it's time for Omar Oki.
Rookie as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
Omar.
Yeah?
Considers himself a good singer. He's like,
I don't consider myself anything. I am.
Omar is like the early rounds of American Idol.
Yeah.
Those people
exactly.
get up there.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding
I'm like
at all.
Kelly Clarkson, Gay Aiken, the fat black dude. All
except,
of them rolled up to one.
The difference, Kevin, is the usually the early rounds of American Idol, those people are heard from once and then voted off the show. True. They don't get to move on. For some reason, Omar sticks around year after year to inflict the pain that is Omar Oki. So here's what happens. Omar is going to be singing one of the hit songs from one of the bands that will be performing that night at night number two. All you have to do is give us title and artist, and you are in the drawing to win your own ticket. So let's see how this goes, shall we?
All right, let's begin with Corin. Corin, hi. Welcome to Omar Oki.
Hi.
Sure apologize for what you're about to hear, but tell us the band and the song.
Okay.
Chill. Light on my side as my ego becomes a fucking child when my summer words on my tongue be like intake of my breath, my mouth gets loose. So while I scatter my spit, I dream of the juice.
Oh, God. Please. 311
down. Yes!
All right, Omar. We already heard you. You are in the drawing. Now, Omar, do you ever notice when we play the song after the contestant
exactly
has
like
guessed?
It? Yeah.
That's not what I thought you were going to read. I was hoping you would recognize the actual truth. All right, let's try contestant number two. We'll just take them in order here and go with Tiffany is on line two. Hi, Tiff. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good.
All right, ready?
Listen up. Here's O.
Good luck with this.
They will not force us.
Yes, Muse Uprising. Hey, she already said it. She said it. Come on.
I'm good.
And she said it so that he couldn't finish, which is best case scenario.
All right, two for two. Let's see how Kevin does on line three. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Listen up. Here's your Omar Oki.
Okay.
Lie down, you know it's easy, like we did all summer long, and I'll be anything you ask and more. Going, hey,
Phoenix,
hey,
hey, one.
Phoenix,
yes!
One.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Hey!
All right, man, the same, right there. They're going to invite me on stage to do rock
fire.
That one.
We're on fire.
I'm guessing they're not, but okay, let's go.
Stop your singing this instant, young man. I will not have this in my studio.
All right, three for three, by the way, which is unprecedented in the history of Omar Oki. Let's see how Rick does on line five. Hi, Rick. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah,
listen
Rick.
Up.
Are you ready for Omar Oki?
I'll try.
Here you go.
You live too far away. Your voice rings like a bell anyway. Don't give up your independence unless it feels so right. Nothing good comes easily. Sometimes you got to fight. Whoa.
All right.
You know, I think that's 311 again with Amber.
That is correct.
Good. Here's what's shocking to me. Thank you, Rick. Hold on. You're in the drawing. What's shocking to me is it's as if Omar has never heard any of these songs before.
I know.
He's
just looking
at words on a page and just making up melodies.
It really is. Just like that. All right, let's go to Jesus.
Jealousy sucks, guys. Hey, come on, dude. You guys are on the radio.
Sorry, you're right.
Seriously.
Jesus, hi.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good luck with this.
3 a.m. and inside you got harassed by the man. Call my girl, baby, just as quick as she can. With the money for the kids, we can make it all right. Even though my we could afford it tonight. And we let the keys to the north. And when I'm gone, telling the place that you got to handle it alone. I say something wrong when
you're
telling
you. We get the idea. That's fine.
Yes!
Come on, that's just like that stupid song.
Wow.
Just like it.
I say one more and we cut our losses. Our final contestant is going to be Dan. Hi, Dan. You ready for Omar Oki? You're a big fat loser if you don't get this because everyone so far has gotten it.
All right, I'm worried.
No pressure. Here's Omar.
No one's going to take me alive.
You should already
have
it.
The time has come to make things right.
Ow.
You and I must fight for our rights.
You should already have it.
You and I must fight to survive.
That hurt. Dan, what song?
That is Muse Resistance.
Oh!
It is Muse, but it's,
oh my God. Upright,
it's Knights of Sidonia. Right, that was pretty accurate, by the way. Actually, that one was right on.
Thank you.
Knights of Sidonia is what we were looking for. Nice try, though. All right, we got everybody else in the drawing to find out who wins tickets for night number two of the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, and then thank God, hopefully, we won't have to hear Omar for the whole rest of the year.
And our winner is Jesus.
Jesus on line six. Jesus, congratulations.
Yeah!
You won the tickets. Was it worth it putting up with Omar Oki?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. You're the man. Thank you.
Oh, Omar Oki, that's our game and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
Check it out. Yeah, I think you might like this.
I think you're talking about Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat on a Monday. Hey, Ralph, what's up?
As we do every Monday morning, we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Thanks to the good folks at Daily Variety. The Twilight Saga, New Moon. Once again, number one movie in America. $42.5 million it made.
Wow, the Pope is going to be very disappointed.
Oh, he's going to be disappointed. The Blind Side, $40 million, made it number two. 2012 was third. Old Dogs, fourth. A Christmas Carol, featuring Jim Carrey, was fifth at the box office. Ninja Assassin, in its debut, made a little over $13 million.
That was a movie.
Nothing. Yeah. Was it really a movie, or was it just a string of violent acts strung together?
Well, both, but mainly the latter.
Yeah, that's what I figured. But which is, you know, you go to a movie called Ninja Assassin. Yeah,
that's what you expect.
Sure. You've got to be expecting that.
Yeah, that guy is a ninja.
And an assassin.
He's an assassin.
It's
Planet
aptly named.
Planet 51, the animated film about the astronaut who becomes the alien once he lands on a foreign planet, is number seven at the box office. Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire, was eighth. The Fantastic Mr. Fox was ninth. And The Men Who Stare at Goats, rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. You know, the Fantastic Mr. Fox stars George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Jason Schwartzman, our buddy.
Hack.
Yeah. Who we'll be talking to shortly. And Bill Murray.
I mean, love that dude. Yeah.
Bill Murray stars as the Badger.
Right.
In that film. And he did, you never almost never see him do interviews.
That's true.
This weekend, he sat down with Joy Behar.
What?
I know. Isn't that an odd choice? And he said to her, yeah, I saw the show, and I thought, yeah, that's the show I want to do, and that's why I'm here.
Of all the people to do interviews with? How bizarre is that?
How bizarre. That is weird.
And she's horrible.
She's got that MSNBC show or something,
yeah, that's
right?
Where it was. Her show on MSNBC.
Wow.
No, maybe it's headline news. Maybe it's CNN or something.
I don't know.
Anyway, whatever, wherever it is, it's bad, and she's bad. And I thought that was an odd choice.
Huh.
But he said that he thought Jason Schwartzman stole the movie, The Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Is that right?
High praise indeed, coming from Mr. Bill Murray.
No kidding.
No kidding.
That's all I got to say.
Find it hard to believe, but all right.
Hey, you know what time it is?
What?
Time to hassle the Huff.
It's time to hassle the Huff.
Huff.
Yeah, Dave. Back in rare form. Apparently, he was taken to the hospital Friday after he passed out at his house. And his daughter, Haley, once again had to call 911. The paramedics arrived at his home in Encino, California. Took him to Cedars-Sinai, where he apparently had a bunch of seizures.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Good time.
This is a mess.
According to Radar Online, they also put him under a 5150, which is code here in California for someone who goes under a psychiatric hold, where the hospital can hold on to you for 72 hours to make sure you're not a danger to yourself or others. And I just got the update that apparently he was released yesterday. After about 48 hours, he was sent home. And his lawyer said he's doing fine now.
He's fine.
Well, that's great.
He's fine.
That's great news. You know that whole seizure thing?
Right?
Fine. He's good.
Guys, doesn't Dr. Drew have an obligation when he hears a story like this? Like Batman seeing the spotlight in the sky. Doesn't he have to drive over to Hoff's house and drag him to celebrity rehab?
I don't think that's how it works.
I'm pretty sure that's not how it works.
He can't put you under drunk arrest.
He should be able to.
Yeah, no,
these people should be forced to go under the care of Dr. Drew.
Look, if I was going to give anyone that kind of power, it would be Drew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I think even in this particular case, he's not allowed just to go and kidnap you and take you to rehab.
No.
Poor Haley, by the way. What a young adulthood she's had for herself.
Yeah.
This is his daughter?
Because mom's crazy too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She got popped for DUI this weekend.
Yeah!
She was on the 101 freeway near Laurel Canyon Boulevard, and the cops pulled her over, and Pamela Bach, who is Hasselhoff's ex-wife, was arrested and taken into custody at the Van Nuys jail for blowing a .14, I think it was, when she took the breathalyzer. So, it's not good.
That's real talk right there, man.
I mean, I'm thinking a little teenage Haley. She's probably got to clean up when Dave froze up there at the house when he's drunk, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. Ends up being Haley's vomit.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, happy Monday. Welcome to the work week, everybody.
I want to say that was so effective. I don't think anybody wants to put that in the file. I think we're going to give you that one, Ralph.
Thank you so much.
Absolute pure genius.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
Stand up and applaud.
Oh, yes.
This one is top of the charts.
Sit down.
Ah, that is exquisite. That is orgasmic, Mozart. Like, it's just pure perfection. Beautiful. All the chemicals are bubbling, and all the equation comes out right in the end.
I don't know much.
I don't know what that meant, but
that means the world to me.
It might be overkill.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kaylee Cuoco. Cuoco. What is her name?
I don't know.
The hot blonde from The Big Bang Theory who desperately needs a new name.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Kaylee Cuoco.
That is not a good name.
That is not a name for a pretty young actress. That is a name for a Polynesian chicken dish.
Hey. I'll have that's real talk right there, man.
I'll have the Kaylee Cuoco, please. Here's a side of poi. She's 24 years old. Alicia Cuthbert from 24 is 27. Clay Aiken celebrates his 31st birthday.
He's a little, you know, don't you think?
Yes. Sandra Oh! Gingo Mao! From Grey's Anatomy. Is 39 years old. Ben Stiller celebrates his 44th. Billy Idol is 54 years old. Ridley Scott, legendary director, is 72. And TV personality and TV producer for many, many years, Dick Clark celebrates his 80th birthday today.
And how's he doing? How
is
hear
Dick
from Dick lately?
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Timing. Timing.
The party is far from over. There's a lot far to go. It's been a great night here in Times Square.
Yeah, the party's far from over. For us, Dick.
They came to party and they were disappointed.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Let me tell you a little something about Mrs. Tiger Woods. She is not ugly.
No, she's not.
She's not.
You're right.
She is a Swedish supermodel, and she's hot, 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 right up until the point where she's hitting you over the head with a golf club, and then she's maybe not as
less hot.
By now, you've heard about the Tiger Woods story about him running into a tree. We've got Harvey Levin in just a moment here from TMZ.com to give us the very latest. But maybe you haven't heard the 911 call from Tiger's neighbor. And by the way, I had to edit this greatly because this is one of those dudes, and you see this all the time, who calls 911 and is barely able to focus enough to pay attention. I mean, the point of calling 911 is to give the police information.
Right.
And they're really pulling teeth to get anything out of this guy, but I cleaned it up as best I could.
Yes, Windermere, Florida, in our subdivision.
What happened? What's wrong?
I have my neighbor. He hit the tree, and we came out here just to see what was going on. I see him, and he's laying down.
By hit a tree, you mean there was an auto accident?
Yes, there was an auto accident, yes.
Okay. He unconscious?
Yes.
Okay, are you able to tell if he's breathing?
No, I can't tell right now.
Okay. All right, we do have help on the way. What color is this car, too?
It's a black Escalade.
What happened?
Who's that?
His mother.
What happened?
Junior.
I love her so much. So now the dude starts talking to the neighbor about what's going on at 2:30 in the morning with Tiger's car. And picture this: Tiger's laying in the in the street or something, right? And the guy's not making much effort to determine whether the man is breathing or whether he needs any kind of medical attention. He's basically just trying to catch the neighbor up.
Is anyone able to open the door?
We're trying to figure out right now.
Okay, is he trapped inside of the vehicle or is he off the ground?
Police is right now. We don't know what happened. We're just...
All right, how about here's a heads up when you're calling 911. Go ahead and talk to the police. Go ahead and answer their questions instead of worrying about the what's happening lady.
What's happening?
She is my new favorite person in the world.
What happened?
Well, TMZ.com was all over this story all weekend long, and the managing editor of TMZ is on the phone with us right now. Harvey Levin, what do you got on Tiger Woods, my friend?
The Florida Highway Patrol just doesn't believe them. I mean, period. And they are now looking at getting a search warrant to get medical records from the hospital that treated Tiger Woods. I mean, they, frankly, and I want to be more specific, but this smells like domestic abuse to them. And if it looks like she scratched him up, they're going to arrest her. And that seems to be what's going on here, that, look, Tiger Woods could easily just make this all go away by opening the door. They look at him. They say, oh, God, you must have hit your head, in the car. But here's the reality. We know there was no blood in the steering wheel. That his wife changed her story, that the first story she told the Windermere cops was that she heard a sound, she came out, she saw what happened, didn't have her keys, went back in, got a golf club to open up the car. Then she changed her story with the Florida Highway Patrol and told them that she was actually driving in a golf cart looking for him when she came upon the scene, and that's how she had a golf club.
Right.
So, you know, she's changing her story. He's refusing to see the cops. And will not see the cops, so they now want to get the medical records because they think they could prove indirectly what Tiger is not letting them prove directly.
Now, this is really interesting because when I heard that the Florida Highway Patrol was doing this investigation, I just assumed it was over the accident itself, over Tiger running into the fire hydrant and running into the tree. It sounds to me like that's the least of their concerns. They want to know what happened before that, as you said, because they're heading down a domestic abuse path.
Oh, yeah. No, no. I mean, this... You know, every story, you know, takes twists and turns like this. Initially, it did seem like a car accident. In fact, the Windermere police did somersaults to make this look like a car accident. They put a press release out. And the odd thing about Windermere is they don't even have jurisdiction in this case. So here they injected themselves. They put a press release out making it look like a car accident. That's and then all of a sudden the Florida Highway Patrol takes over, and they're saying something smells here. And now, you know, they know that there was no blood on the steering wheel. That's thing number one that makes it suspicious. The wife changing her story is a big deal to them.
Right.
There are other things, too. You know, we know that he talked to a friend and told a friend that she went ballistic, actually scratched him up, that he tried getting out of there. She attacked the car with a golf club. He got distracted and thought the car was stopped and rolled into the fire hydrant. And at that point, you know, he was unconscious. And he had told the friend that he was taking prescription pain meds.
Right.
We know there was no alcohol at the scene. I can tell you that... law enforcement is confident there was no alcohol involved, but there could have been pain meds involved.
Right.
And that's one of the things the search warrant's going to tell. If the police, if the hospital did something, you know, by, you know, checking his blood or whatever.
Interesting. Now, the reason that Mrs. Woods was upset, as we are led to believe, is that there were Inquirer and other rumors that he's having an affair with this woman, who I guess is a little bit of a party girl. She is coming out and vehemently denying that she had any kind of relationship like that with Tiger, right, Harvey?
Well, we talked to her. We talked to her on, I believe, Saturday night, Friday night or Saturday night. It's all blurring with me now.
Yeah.
But we talked to her, and she said it's BS, and that she had met him, but it was not true. The next morning, I called her. By the time I called her, she said, you know, I've hired Glory Allred now.
Yeah.
And she told me not to talk, and I said, can I ask, when did you hire Glory Allred? She said, like at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. How do you reach Glory Allred?
Well, that's what I asked. And she said, well, I just called the service, and all of a sudden, I got a call back.
Yeah.
And Gloria called me back and told me not to talk to anybody.
Gloria Allred knows instinctively if there are going to be cameras involved in a case, so she makes herself available at that point.
Well,
that's what I know.
She met her at the airport.
That's science.
I don't know if you saw that.
No, what?
Gloria met her at the airport and then hugged her. Mm. So we have that up on the site.
Yeah.
This is the great Harvey Levin from TMZ.com and TMZ Television that we're talking to about the Tiger Woods story. And I know you have to go in like 2 minutes or less here, Harvey, for your meeting. But I have to ask while we have you on the phone, the other big story of the weekend was the party couple that's really, really hooked on reality TV and they want to be one of the Real Housewives of D.C. They crashed the White House party, the reception for the India Prime Minister or something the other night. They showed up and somehow were able to talk their way in, even though they were not on the guest list. Got their picture taken with the vice president, pictures taken with
the president.
Obama. Right. And, you know, obviously this is a real concern for the Secret Service. But my question to you is, as an attorney, what could you charge them with anything, or did they not break any laws? Is it just embarrassing for the Secret Service, but there's nothing really you can do to them?
Well, I mean, they're making sounds like there might be criminal trespass charges involved. But, you know, that kind of begs the question. I mean, what I find really kind of disturbing about this and scary is that the first reaction from the Secret Service was, well, we had completely checked them, so there were no weapons, there was no, you know, and I thought to myself, that's a bad answer.
It's
like, You know, first of all, you know, do you really want somebody with their hands next to the President of the United States? What if there's an object in the room? I mean, you know, just to say we checked them for weapons, that doesn't necessarily mean the President's safe standing next to people who don't belong in the White House.
Yeah, all they did was go through a metal detector and probably a pat down to get into the thing, but you're absolutely right. You don't know anything about their intent because you haven't done the background check that you've done on every other party guest, and all it would take is a crazy guy to go in there and you could stab the president with a steak knife if you were ever mind to.
What if there's like a poisonous powder or something like that that isn't detected? It's like, to me, the weird thing about it was, rather than just saying, oh my God, this was a massive screw up,
right.
It's, you know, to say, oh, the president was protected. Well, no, he wasn't necessarily protected. It was lucky he was protected, but it was, you know, it was a pretty scary scenario.
And this reminds me so much of the Balloon Boy story last month, which is
totally.
You know, somebody trying to get attention so they can get a television show, but being so successful at it, pulling off something that's so big that it's probably going to scare anyone away from wanting to put them on television. I don't think a reality TV show is going to want to deal with these people after they've done this. Do you?
I don't know. See, Balloon Boy, that was, you know, he committed a crime, clearly, number one. Number two, arguably put his kid at risk.
Right.
Here, you know, what's interesting is they actually did interviews before this talking about going to the White House. And I don't know that they're being painted as villainously, if that's a word,
right.
as Balloon Dad. So, you know, there's a story out saying that Bravo's interested in them. I'm not so sure that this would kill their chances of getting a show. I mean, the way this crazy world is working right now, I think part of it is it's horrifying, and part of it is people are secretly saying, wow, look at what they did.
Right, but then you got, how do you top that? I mean, where do you go from there?
It's like, you know, during Easter, keep the Pope away from you.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's a crazy world, and thank goodness Harvey Levitt is there with TMZ.com, and check your local listings for TMZ television all across this great land of ours. Harvey, we know you got another very busy day ahead of you, but we appreciate you coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey,
thanks a lot, all right?
Thanks.
Ralph has another look at the showbiz beat coming up in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we'll hear some Bob Marley, also Rise Again straight ahead. You know, we've got this answering machine set up round the clock just for you. It's the Kevin and Bean Afro line at 323-520-AFRO. I'm sure there was a lot of drunk dialing over the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
Some of it the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
In response to the Butterball Turkey Hotline call.
Okay.
Oh. And this expresses my sentiments exactly.
You and your turkey hotline. It's never funny. It still wasn't funny. You guys. You up the with a turkey leg. You.
I'm with her. Sounds like a listener who can't wait for next year when we make the call again.
I'm with her. This guy, not so much.
Good night, Butterball.
This guy, not so much.
Just call you guys calling the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Hilarious.
Thank
hilarious,
you.
See?
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, see that chick over there? We made her so airtight, we started calling her Tupper Whore. Hey-o.
No.
No, indeed.
I'm just saying no.
No,
is
I
what
agree.
I'm saying.
The website sucks. Tell Lightning to quit being a little frickin' boy playing with his toys and just get somebody to do the website that knows what the hell they're doing. It's slow, it's crap, it sucks.
I think that's on him. I have heard nothing but raves about the new KevinandBean.com or KRock.com.
Penis, vagina.
Can't go wrong. Right. An important message.
Good combination.
This guy I can totally identify with.
I hate traffic. I hate traffic. It sucks. People just need to move out of my freaking way. No! An idiot!
Just move out of the way.
Huh.
Really, I mean, doesn't that say
so
it all?
Easy.
I guess
yeah.
So.
Just get out of the way.
That would be helpful.
That's all. Just move.
Kevin and Bean, I'm on the website looking at all the contestants from this double December. And you have this girl on here, Sarah M. Oh, my God. It's just not fair. What? She could swallow a knife? Oh, let her swallow my knife. No, I'm fine. No, I'm fine. No, I'm fine. No, I'm fine.
Wow.
No, I don't think I do. It's too subtle.
It's a bad delivery as well.
By the way, we met the beautiful Danielle, Teresa, and Brianna, the first three contestants vying for Miss Double December 2010. They'll be appearing on stage with us in Fullerton at the Slide Bar this Friday. If you want to come on down and be part of the live show, it is free to get in. We are asking you to bring toys for Tatas. The Marines are going to be there picking up toys for kids. Unwrapped, please. Bring those on down. All three came in today, and you can see video from all three of their interviews in about, sometime in the next couple of hours. They'll be up at KevinBean.com if you weren't able to hear them all this morning.
Hey. This is Paul. It's Thanksgiving Day. I work at a company with 700 people. I'm the only guy at work. My life sucks. Been here since 6 o'clock with a clock, and it's those and similar to clock. My life sucks.
Only employee of 700 that had to work on Thursday.
I don't know if that means he's really important or not at all important.
I'm going not at all.
That's probably
true. So this is Paul calling again. So I was sitting here thinking.
This is the dude that was at work by himself with 700 people.
Okay. About that old saying, once you go black, you never go back. And it bothers me that we don't have any of those things for any of the other races. So I came up with a few in my ample spare time here. Number one, once you've gone Asian, you're ready for Caucasian. Number two, once you've gone white, don't worry, you're still tight. And my third one, once you've gone Jewish, your vagina is still newish. Hey, Lisa.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, Lisa, after that.
All right.
Does that work for you?
I don't know what that means.
I got his number. I'll hook you back up.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and now the man who insisted that we not give him a heads up when the song was going to end because he absolutely would be here on time, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat.
Monday morning means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office.
Hey, Ralph, welcome.
As we do every Monday morning, Twilight Saga New Moon, $42.5 million.
Don't give me a warning! I know when the song's ending!
I was deep in conversation with our promotions director, Amy, talking about the Miss Double December thing on Friday.
Worth it, then.
We've got
so the heads up, so the 90-second warning would not have helped you? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, but worth it.
I wasn't in the office at the time, so might not have helped.
Okay.
But we can spend more time talking about it if you'd like.
Now let's do showbiz.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
Twilight Saga New Moon, $42.5 million, made it number one at the box office. The Blind Side came in at number two, $40 million. 2012 is $18 million. Old Dogs, in its debut, made $16.8 million, made it number four. Disney's A Christmas Carol came in at number five. Then Ninja Assassin, Planet 51. Precious, based on a novel pushed by Sapphire, was eighth. Mr. Fox, the fantastic one, he was ninth, and The Men Who Stare at Goats came in at number 10. Top 10 box office this week. Congratulations to Tom Arnold, who tied the knot for the fourth time over the weekend in Maui.
How many times does it take before you go, I'm not good at this? Because four?
Four times, I guess.
Would you get married four times?
Look, whatever, Tom Arnold, what about his bride, the lovely Ashley Grossman, who is marrying him.
Yeah, well, that's another whole different...
It's on her, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
really.
The fourth time for Tom Arnold, and it's Tom Arnold, and you're saying, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You me. I'm going to be Mrs. Tom Arnold. That's my choice.
The only positive for him is, at least at this point, he knows they're not marrying him for his fame or his money.
Megan Fox continues to be the best girlfriend ever.
Oh, my God.
She just purchased a little present for her boyfriend, Brian Austin Green. Turns out she found a vintage 1966 Mustang Fastback on eBay and decided it was just too good to pass up and presented the keys to her boyfriend.
Something he wanted, I imagine?
Apparently so, yeah.
Wow.
Or she just thought he'd like it.
Hi, Megan Fox.
She made a point of telling Brian the new wheels don't count as an early Christmas present. This is just a little gift for just being you, Brian.
Wow.
Christmas present's still yet to come, so... Geez, if that's the just being you gift, what's the Christmas present? There's a Boeing 747 in the backyard. I want you to have it. I picked it up on eBay. Hope you enjoyed. Oh, and it's stocked with nude supermodels. Merry Christmas. And speaking of models, Jared Falwell of Kings of Leon knows how to party. He celebrated his birthday last week, according to the New York Post, by downing a 20-ounce martini while celebrating with Leighton Meester of Gossip Girl and a lingerie model named Lindsay Ellingson.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah. Those were his bookends.
That's a celebration.
Man. Gotta become a rock star.
What's with that band, man? Aren't they all brothers or something?
Gotta get Melfon up and running again.
Yeah.
And this is why people keep going on Dancing with the Stars. An estimated 19.2 million people watched the season finale last week.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Over 19 million people.
Really, yeah.
What happened?
What has happened?
It's a monster show. However, it's the smallest audience for that show's season finale ever.
What?
That's the least number of people ever watched a finale on Dancing with the Stars. Donny Osmond won, of course, the Mirror Ball Trophy, beating Maya and Kelly Osbourne. So,
the Mirror Ball Trophy, that's got some history behind that.
The Mega Bowl.
Yeah.
Flint, Michigan Mega Bowl. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? TV personality and producer Dick Clark celebrates his 80th birthday.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Anyone?
Ridley. I needed a heads up.
Yeah, you needed a heads up. Fourth time wasn't the charm.
This is not tight.
Ridley Scott is 72 years old today. Singer Billy Idol is 54. Ben Stiller celebrates his 44th birthday. Sandra Oh from Grey's Anatomy and Sideways is 39. Clay Aiken is 31. Alicia Cuthbert celebrates her 27th birthday. And Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah!
There you go.
You got it.
Uh-huh. From the Big Bang Theory, celebrates her 24th birthday today. Oh, I forgot to mention that Lakers guard Jordan Farmar also celebrates his birthday today.
Saucy.
He is 23 years... I'm sorry, what happened?
He's saucy.
Hmm. Yeah,
what does that even mean?
Just...
Jordan Farmar is 23 years old today.
What happened?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk your showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, join us. We are going to have the Bravery in studio. Little interview, little live performance.
Nice.
They're great. I love that band.
We have a model by the name of Miranda Kerr.
What?
I don't know if you've heard about
her.
We
have her?
She's a Victoria's Secret model, mm-hmm. among other things.
Where are we sending Mike for breakfast?
San Diego.
San Diego. I like that.
Sounds good.
Who got some breakfast at SeaWorld?
What big-time star was she linked to? She had a celebrity actor
Orlando
boyfriend for a while.
Orlando
Bloom. Orlando Bloom? Okay, yeah.
She was the dude in that couple, though. Also tomorrow, we have more tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 and more Miss Double December contestants in the studio. That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. Kat Corbett's up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music. How about the latest from Weezer? We'll play that one for you. Also got some AFI on the way, Offspring, Silver Sun Pickups, Violent Femmes, and more right after this on good old K-Rock.